suffering from rocker derangement syndrome, among other things. America's military chief said he was surprised that Iran didn't just lie down and take a beating. And our true British made in Morocco breakfast treat may be going European. That and more with me, Nick Abbott, after the new news at 10 on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. President Trump says the shooting down of a U.S. fighter jet over Iran won't affect any peace negotiations. One crew member remains missing after the F-15 carrying two people came down during the day. Reports in the U.S. tonight are also suggesting another plane crashed in the Gulf region earlier before the pilot was recovered. David Smith is from The Guardian's Washington Bureau. He's been telling LBC the losses represent a new development.
It conjures one of the potential nightmares for any US president in this situation of hostages and videos and potential escalation there, although it's a bit early to talk about that. It does also raise questions over the official US account of this war from Donald Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, where they've repeatedly talked about having won already and Iranian defenses being totally obliterated.
Iran's semi-official Fars news agency has been told Tehran has rejected a US proposal for a 48-hour pause in fighting. An unnamed source has claimed the offer was made on Wednesday. Gabe Grossman is a Republican strategist. He's been telling LBC the aim of the war remains to disarm Iran.
This is about destroying their capabilities to wreak havoc around the world, taking away their intercontinental ballistic missiles, their entire missile construction capabilities, to try to push back, destroy, remove, whichever word, wherever we end up, their nuclear capabilities, to destroy their navy and their air force.
Ministers are insisting new laws will tackle shop crime after being urged to do more by Marks and Spencer. The retailer says its staff feel powerless, with hundreds of young people arranging to link up online and then swarming through its shops. Tom Holder is from the British Retail Consortium.
1,600 incidents of violence or abuse every single day is simply unacceptably high and something that we need to see cracked down on. It's the second highest on record. It's around four times higher than it was pre-pandemic.
An investigation has begun in Whitstable after a 19-year-old man was stabbed to death in the Kent seaside town. Emergency workers were sent to him early this morning. And NASA says the crew of the Artemis 2 mission is now more than 100,000 miles from the Earth. The Orion spacecraft is due to circle the moon before returning. During a briefing this evening, the organization also said the mission continues to perform well overall. LBC weather, rain in the north overnight, which could turn wintry over the hills, dry elsewhere, with a patchy frost in many northern areas of the UK. We'll see a low of around 3 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
You have to see it, it's very cruel. Missiles launched, missiles launched, missiles launching. They're launching. Okay, we're ready. Fire, 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 boom, fire, boom. Genius, it's like unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable, Donnie. Nobody can believe it. We're stunned. that guy from the Republican Party said that they were creating chaos around the world in order to prevent Iran creating chaos around the world. Well, they're getting in there first. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
The RAC has forecast this weekend could be the busiest Easter on the road since 2022. Whenever that was. Four yellow weather warnings for wind and one yellow warning for snow are in place. Snow?
Oh, no.
Meanwhile, the Met Office also warned of a chance of injuries and danger to life amid concerns of flying debris as well as damage and disruption caused by strong winds as Storm Dave barrels towards the UK. That's a bit informal, a name for a storm that could do major damage, isn't it? Dave? I mean, shouldn't it be Storm David? At the very least. Scotland land is going to be hardest hit, with winds forecast to reach speeds of between 80 and 90 miles an hour in exposed areas, and I sincerely hope that your area is not exposed.
Disgusting.
In Western Scotland, a yellow weather warning is in place across the mainland from 6pm on Saturday. A warning has also been issued for Northern Ireland and Wales from 5pm on Saturday. And a yellow wind warning remains in place in Northern Ireland from 2pm on Saturday. Three warnings.
Warning, warning.
Two warnings. Storm Day will officially begin at 2pm on Saturday. There's a risk of damage to buildings such as tiles being blown from roofs, power cuts, disruption to other services such as mobile phone coverage. You might temporarily be prevented from uploading pictures of your face to the internet. And Brits have been told to expect difficult driving conditions. Motoring organisations say that if you must drive, then you should fit one of those really loud exhausts to your 1.2-litre car that makes it sound like a Lamborghini, because everyone is fooled by that. Of course, if you're in a Vauxhall hatchback, you will already be doing this.
Thank you.
Would you like to hear the long-range forecast for the next 4 weeks?
No.
Monday turns clearer, frosty and dry. Tuesday, cloud, patchy rain. And then the first half of April. Sunday. Rain, hill, snow. That's... sounded like there was a comma. Oh, we've got hills coming in. Oh, they're coming in at 90 miles an hour, hills. Make sure you don't get hit by one, because that would hurt. We've got hill, snow and gales, followed by changeable conditions with strong winds and rain, and the heaviest of the rain is going to be in the west and the northwest, mostly. I can check on that while you wait. I don't really see the point, because we know what he's going to say. One moment, please. Aha! Raining at the moment in Glasgow. Don't tell me it isn't. Because it is. It will be further raining quite heavily tomorrow and on Sunday, when you may get hail. Hail. Not raining on Monday. Pfft, rubbish. Raining on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and then next Saturday and the Sunday following that and the Monday after that, plus the Tuesday on the 14th and the following Wednesday and the Thursday thereafter. Every day for the rest of your lives.
Damn it.
Never mind, eh? It's not like you're not used to it. And then, for all of us, for the second half of April. Second half of April, getting serious now. We've got more light, and we want to get out into it. So, fingers crossed, good luck, everybody. Second half of April. More settled and drier conditions overall. Temperatures around or a little above normal, and we may see some pleasantly warm spring weather. Temperatures around or a little above normal, and we may see some pleasantly warm spring weather. We'll take it. Keith in Poland says, while the launch of spaceship Artemis 2 was both flawless and spectacular, don't you think it would have been even better if they had asked former Chancellor and mathematical genius Sanjid Javid to do the final countdown? I think you mean Zaha.
And one.
Ten.
Two.
Nine.
6 million.
Blast off. You're never going to get it right. David in Teddington says, do you think the residents of Clacton-on-Sea crowdfunded the purchase of a military tank for the local MP? They'd stand a better chance of seeing him parading on the seafront. I seem to be falling over my face. This is the first time I've spoken today. Give me a break. My mouth is not up to speed. One moment, please. I have to cough. That's better. British heavyweight Derek Chisora arrived at a press conference in London on Thursday in a tank alongside Reform UK leader Nigel Faggash. It's the plank in a tank.
I'm a nutcase.
Ahead of his fight with Deontay Wilder at the O2 Arena this weekend, Derek Chisora was joined by Faggash as the pair rode into the venue in a black tank featuring yellow branding for the event. The date of the fight was displayed on the tank's gun. I didn't look at it long enough to figure that out. The appearance is the latest public display of the relationship between Chisora and Faggash, who have developed a friendship in recent years. Chisora has supported Nigel Farage's political activities, including but not limited to backing Brexit and associating with Reform UK. But then he has been hit in the head a lot. He has also defended Farage against accusations of racism, describing his views as
misunderstood.
Don't vote for reform. It's dangerous. They're a mad, bad, far-right racist party.
The Boxer has appeared on side Fagash at political events, including during the 2024 general election campaign, when Farage had attended several of Chisora's flights and publicly praised him. Fights. The pair have also appeared together outside politics, including at... always with a blooming farming. He shows up in his spotless Wellington boots and his comedy dressing up box flat hat. And kids on, he's a farmer's friend. He's not even a fisherman's friend. I self-edited about five things I was about to say about fisherman's friends. Well, you can make your own jokes. Prioritise British interests by... I've skipped a line. Oh, right. The pair have also appeared together outside politics, including at farming protests, and have spoken about sharing their shared views on prioritising British interests. Well, you could prioritise British interests by abandoning support for plastic patriots in Union Jack socks who take foreign money to slag off this country abroad, for a start. In other salt of the earth, man of the people news, Nick Candy, the honorary treasurer of Reform UK and a major donor to that party, has sold his mansion in Chelsea for a reported £275 million.
Yeah.
£275 million. It's believed to be the most expensive on record in London and one of the biggest in the world. The house was the location of a fundraising event for Donald Trump in 2024, attended by the US president's son, Lurch. No, not Lurch, the other one. Uday. I think it was either Uday or Kusay. And I can't think of anything that says that they are the party of the working man and woman than being led by a public school-going city trader millionaire of a party whose treasurer just sold one of his houses for £275 million. It's the party run by millionaires, funded by billionaires, who claim to be ordinary people who have the common man and woman's plight at heart. And if you believe that, I have a car boot full of Rolex watches I'd like to sell you. 0345-6060-973. Goring by Sea. Hello, Ash.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Great, mate.
Good. My friend and I went to the pub earlier, and we were recommending TV shows to each other. I recommended Breaking Bad to him. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yes, I have. Several times.
Do you enjoy it?
It's the second best TV show ever.
I thought you'd say that because he recommended to me The Sopranos.
Absolutely.
And I know that you quite like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. He just said it's good, and that's all he could say. It's on my watch list on my totally legal Fire Stick.
Yes.
Could you recommend to me why it is so good? Because I've heard so much about it. I know it's the sort of thing I'd like, but what about it is so good?
Can I do that? No, I could do, but I'm not going to. Just watch it, or don't. Depending on your mood at any given moment. I am not going to do another show about the blooming Sopranos. Not now, not ever, never. But thanks for the query, Ash. David in Teddington says, do you think if the residents of... read that one. Lee says, oh dear, straight away Nick Abbott is on the Farage and Trump rant. Does he have anything else to offer? Want to talk about the Artemis space mission or the meaning of ETA? ETA, E-A-T-E-R. The meaning of ETA. Or perhaps about mob looting. Nah, let's go straight for Trump and Farage. Time to switch to Times Radio, says Lee.
Boring.
Yeah, I bet he hasn't. Anyway, all of those subjects that you just mentioned were done by Rachel just before me. You want me to do a repeat of her show? Absolutely. If you like this show, then listen. If you don't like this show, don't listen. But how entitled do you have to be to write a letter to somebody you don't know about something you haven't paid for and that nobody is making you listen to? I mean, think about the mentality of that for just a moment. I mean, the adults now are like babies. If it is not to their precise specifications, they throw all of their toys out of the pram and demand that somebody changes it for them. Do you watch television? when a football match comes on and you're not particularly interested in it, do you call up the television station and ask them to put a film on instead? I don't like it. God, it's so pathetic. Grown-ups have become so infantile. Let's see what this one's like. This text says, did you see that woke, loony, liberal... Okay, maybe I'll stop there. Woke, loony, liberal, lefty. Yeah, I'm going to stop there. 0345 6060973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night, and Monday this week. Monday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
This is LBC.
All right, resistance up. Let's climb.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my knee's playing up again.
Have you ever had it looked at?
No, but I've been doing a few stretches.
When my shoulder went, Benenden Health got me expert help. Showed me exactly where I was going wrong.
30 seconds, people.
Press play on your health with physiotherapy and much more. All for less than £16 per person per month. Search Benenden Health. Fee review periodically. T's and C's apply. Qualifying periods apply for some services, including physio. UK only. Visit benenden.co.uk.
When we think of Easter, why do our brains go straight to eggs wrapped in foil and not lamb joints resting in foil? Think outside the chalky egg box and enjoy a third off delicious British lamb joints. Cook them low and slow until tender enough to carve with a spoon or roast with a rosemary and lemon thyme infusion. Chocolate eggs are only the beginning.
Save a third on all British lamb roasting joints at Waitrose, the home of food lovers.
Selected licensed stores subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and concessions offer in 6th of April.
There will be a short pause.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
Everything is going extremely well.
Everything is going extremely well. Here are the latest developments from the Middle East war that we're being slowly dragged into. Iran has launched new attacks on Gulf energy sites with strikes on a desalination plant and an oil refinery in Kuwait, as well as a gas complex in Abu Dhabi. Iran has claimed it shot down a second US F-35 fighter jet, forcing it to crash. Aviation experts say that it's an F-15. What difference does it make? Donald Trump has said Iran's electric power plants will be targeted after he boasted about a strike on the country's tallest bridge. Multiple fires have broken out at a Kuwaiti oil refinery after the drone attack. Israel's military has said cars, houses and a train station have been damaged in the latest missile salvo from Iran. A French-owned container ship sailed through the Strait of Hormuz in the first known transit linked to Western Europe. It can be done. Australians are cancelling their Easter holidays because of rising fears of fuel supplies in the country. Pakistan has hiked petrol prices by more than 50%. The second increase to costs in a month. But apart from that, how's everything going strategy-wise?
There's no strategy. I have no strategy. There's zero strategy.
Zero strategy. So he's right on time. Glasgow. Hello, Eric.
Nick, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hello. Yeah, I'm sitting with my grandmother here.
Oh, yeah.
She's 92.
92 well, years old.
Well, we've decided that this has to stop.
This?
All this hatred and all this disgusting behaviour from human beings that are creating this planet into some sort of disaster.
Yep. Well, if she's 92 years old, then she's seen a lot of all of that.
Well, she's seen... hang on, Gran. Hang on a minute. Well, she's seen the Second World War.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to see anything for her grandkids going through this turmoil. Nick, and I served in Iraq, and I don't want to see any of this either. I don't want to see any of these Palestinian protesters, and I don't want to see any of these Israeli people. I don't want to see any of it in Britain.
Okay, well then, close your eyes, Eric. Don't turn on the news. Watch something more pleasant instead, like, I don't know, anything at this point. You could just look at the wall. Look at the wallpaper that your granny put up in 1974. I bet it's still there. Is it brown? It's the overriding colour scheme in her house. Brown and orange. Exactly. Time to get the magnolia out, Granny. Thanks a lot, Eric. You're very, very upset. What with, everything and all. Jan says, Hi, Nick. I listen on catch-up and I've been waiting all week to say the following. Last week you said that there is nothing that Keir Starmer has said that has ever been memorable, and I beg to differ. His major release the sausages blunder is stuck in my head as one of the most embarrassing moments. But to be fair to Keir Starmer, they should release the sausages. I mean, you know, fair's fair. Let's see now. East Horsley. Hello, Tanya.
Hello, Nick. I've got a little story for you. It's an absolutely true one. A friend of mine has a sort of a chubby friend, male friend, who married an American girl. And he's moved to America to live.
Uh-oh.
And he applied for his green card, and he's been told he's got to lose a lot of weight because he won't get a green card because the orange blob won't allow any overweight immigrants in.
Wow. Well, because America is on scales, and he has taken up at least his allotted amount and several other people's as well.
Well, that's right. I mean, if you go to Disney, you can't see around anywhere, can you? Because there are all these orange
enormous
blobs walking around anyway. But I thought that's just absolutely hysterical.
Well, it's hysterical and awful in equal measure. But on the upside, maybe, you know, losing a bit of weight might actually improve his life.
Well, it might do, but that's no way to carry on, is it?
Well, no, it isn't.
Bearing in mind he's a blob himself.
Oh.
The blob.
It might improve his life to lose weight, but then he's making the major mistake of moving to America. So, you know, it'll be swings and roundabouts.
Yeah.
He'll gain and lose at the same time, yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, Tanya. They're terrible. I know people who have been asked for their social media. I know that they said that they were going to do it, but them actually doing it is something else entirely. You are going to be required to give up your social media to get into the land of the free. Not no more, it ain't. Not no more. Gary in Anglesey says, I was browsing some 70s retro TV and I came across the original It's a Knockout competition. Couldn't Trump and his team settle the war by challenging the Iranian leaders to a head-to-head and a remake of the original contest? Trump might just go for it as an off-ramp to the war, because if you play your Joker during the event, you get extra points. I do remember something of that nature. Yeah, I do believe that you got extra points if you played your Joker.
If you get it in order.
Yeah.
You get extra points.
Extra points for getting it in order.
If you get it in order, you get extra points.
Extra points. Yeah. I used to love, well, love is maybe strong, but that used to be, it used to make me laugh quite a lot. Mostly because of the person who was doing all the laughing on the TV, but we can't talk about that anymore. Wasim said, David Cameron, call me Dave, causes a shed load of damage. Dave is an appropriate name. Oh, yeah, I guess that's right. David Cameron did cause a shed load of damage. And so Storm Dave is quite an appropriate name for something that's going to cause a shed load of damage.
I think this is nonsense.
Yeah, still not missing you, Dave, in case you were wondering. But we know where to find you. If we do, you'll be in the shed where they keep the tools. Let's have Mirtha Tidville. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Nick. How are you doing, boss?
I am great, mate. It's my lugubrious Welsh correspondent.
Yep. I was listening to that guy from Stirling University today. He's done a study, and there's been an upsurge in people who are becoming religious. There's been attending churches and stuff. I'm wondering if you got caught up in that.
No.
Okay.
No, I did not.
Okay.
I mean, I'm interested in them architecturally. You know, I'll go around a church or preferably a cathedral and spend, quite a lot of time mooching about and having a look at, the vaulted ceilings. But am I interested in what the bloke in the frock is saying up the front there? No, not really. I mean, my interest in all of that, if I had any at all, it would have completely expired listening to those crazy people go on about God having sent Donald Trump to Earth to save us all and the laying on of hands. And You know, if you want us to pray for you, then send $100 to the following address. All of that.
Yep. There was a woman. There was a woman on comparing him to Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
And she was quite certain that he had gone through all the trials, Good Friday, crucifixion, everything else.
Yeah.
And he was the living sort of embodiment of Jesus.
Yes, that's right. Any fool know that, but in her defence, the Botox may have been seeping into her brain.
I was just thinking that this religion... Could I refer you... I as a druid, I'm a druid myself.
Oh, yeah?
But
do you go to Stonehenge? You are an actual druid, is this true?
Of course I'm a druid. I've always been a druid. It goes back before Roman times.
But do you go to Stonehenge?
We see the dead in the faces of in the trees in the dark forests.
Right, like that kid in the film. You see dead people.
The faces in the bark. You know
the faces.
Of those that have gone on before, and that's why we hold trees holy.
Right.
That's why we cut with a silver knife. The holly and the mistletoe.
Right. I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about right now. No, you already have, I'm afraid. Too late, Jeff.
Could I just, before you go,
I ain't going nowhere. You're the one that's going. Carry on.
Could I just refer you, if you are going to refer to the Bible, there's a passage in Numbers 31. Where Moses, on the run from Pharaoh, going into the wilderness to the promised land, with his chief priest Eleazar, recruits 1,000 men from each of the tribes of Israel to go and kill every Midianite, those people who were living in Israel at the time, to kill them all, but keep the young, untouched women for yourselves. And I thought, hang on, this is about, 3,000 years ago. Mm. This has been going on ever since.
Yeah.
You know, I just...
The more things change, the more they stay the same, Jeff.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just a cheerful thought for the religious...
Yeah, not really, no. But thanks for sharing. All right. Thanks a lot, mate. 0345-6060-973. Alex in Witham says, Gropal Thinskin has said that countries affected by the Iran war should grab and cherish the strait. I suppose that makes sense coming from him, because he knows more about grabbing and cherishing than anybody. Well, that is most certainly true.
I cherish women.
With both hands. How could Americans have known that Trump would enjoy groping other countries, says Alex in Witham. And Lawrence says, if it's Storm Dave, it must be a repeat. More TV talk. And Justin says, all right, Dave. It's an inappropriate name for a storm, isn't it? I mean, David would be okay, I suppose, if you run out of other D's. But Dave, who calls a storm, who calls anything Dave? I mean, no person was ever called Dave. Their name would be David, but people would, kids would shorten it to just the one syllable. And Mike in Manchester says, legendary Manchester late-night phone-in radio DJ James Stanage died this week. I listened to him as a teenager, and he's the reason I fell in love with talk radio and why I listen to LBC Today. Did you ever listen to him? Thank you, says Mike in Manchester. I didn't, no. I've never lived in Manchester, so no. Right, let's see if I can squeeze one in before the news. Bodmin. Hello, Malcolm.
No, Nick, we'll do it after the news, shall we, I think?
Oh, are you...
Do some texts, do some news, do some weather, but do not call me in now and hold a discussion with me for 1 minute, dude.
Right. Okay, this has now turned into a request show. All right, I'll take you after the news. God, very, very difficult. He's a very difficult person. John says, a yellow snow warning. Oh, well, that is true. Yes, a yellow snow warning.
Warning, warning.
Yeah, you know what not to do with the yellow snow. Nigel says, I think I've worked out why Trump's presidential library is going to have to be so big. Maybe it's going to be a library to keep a record of all his lies. Well, that's just good thinking, Nigel. I want you to keep thinking. It's what you do best, no doubt. 0345-6060-973. Text 84850. Email nick@lbc.co.uk. And if you are on WhatsApp, then it's the same number as the phone, 0345-6060-973. Let me briefly tell you about the podcast that I do with Carol McGiffin.
Yeah.
It's a problem-solving podcast. We took about 5 weeks off, but now we are back and fully refreshed. If you want us to deal with your problem, in between laughing our faces off, then simply send it to the following address. nickandcarol@global.com. nickandcarol@global.com. And prepare to be totally satisfied.
Oh, right, yeah.
Ask for it by name on an internet near you. What's your problem with Nick and Carol? I think you'll love it. 10:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Tim Daly.
President Trump says the shooting down of a U.S. fighter jet over Iran won't affect any peace negotiations. One crew member remains missing after the F-15 carrying two people came down during the day. In the past half hour, the Metropolitan Police has announced three people have been charged with an arson offence following the attack on four Jewish community ambulances in North London. It happened in Golders Green during the early hours of the 23rd of March. And the Prime Minister is using his Easter message to say Britain is best when it chooses community over division. But Sir Keir Starmer has also acknowledged the country faces a moment of real anxiety as the war in Iran hits the UK economy. LBC weather, rain in the north overnight, which could turn wintry on the hills, dry elsewhere with patchy frost across northern parts of the UK. We'll see a low of around 3 degrees.
This is LBC.
With over 50 years' experience, Fidelity can help you feel confidently invested. Make the most of your annual allowances by the 5th of April with our expert insights, excellent service, and wealth of investment options. For ISAs, pensions, or advice, go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. globalacademy.com.
And when teams feel supported, they can achieve anything.
Sorry. Just had even more of my team are off ill.
Have you tried Benenden Health? It's easy to set up. They've got a GP helpline you can book 24/7.
Where were we?
A coffee break, hopefully.
Press play on your people's health with a wide range of healthcare services for less than £16 per employee per month. Search Benenden for Business. Fee reviewed periodically. T's and C's apply. Qualifying periods apply for some services. UK only. Visit benenden.co.uk.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep on going under.
Get that Toyota electric feeling with the all-new, all-electric Toyota Urban Cruiser. Available with 0% APR representative and £1,500 deposit contribution. And save £1,500 with the Toyota electrified saving. Visit your nearest Toyota centre. Price from $299.95. Available on Toyota PCP when financed through Toyota Financial Services by 30th of June 2026. Optional final payment. Indemnities may be required. See website. Conditions apply.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
You're joking.
0345 6060973. Right, here's this very irascible and very tetchy and mostly in a bad mood. Malcolm in Bodmin.
Good evening, welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
Look, Nick, all I can say is I love your show, right?
Yeah.
And for a change this evening, I got a couple of free things, right?
Go on.
What?
Go on.
So, last week I spoke to you about the homos, the bend of homos.
The bend of homos, which is, yes.
Yeah. You've not mentioned that this evening, the bent of
the bend.
Have you
of
been
Hormuz
warned?
I believe that I have mentioned it a couple of times. The bend of Hormuz, yes.
Oh, right, great. So you've referenced it earlier. Now, look, the last time we spoke was last, I think, Saturday, maybe Friday night, right? And I suggested, and you really, really mocked me for suggesting that the Strait of Hormuz really isn't the problem, because the oil-producing states and the product-producing states in the Middle East could simply build pipelines and roads away from
So what unfolded?
Right, so it turned out, Nick, that in the middle of the week, and you're going to love this, my friend, and you're going to say thank you, Markham, for telling me this.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, it turns out that Saudi Arabia has a pipeline from their oil-producing port. The port they move their oil to, get it onto boats.
Right, they send it. They send it north through the
So, Nick, let me speak, Nick. Right, and you'll appreciate this. Okay, so Saudi Arabia have a pipeline.
I know that. Yes, this is common knowledge. You're not revealing great secrets here. I know that.
And I told you last week, and Nick, I was ignorant then, but I know it now. And it just gives.
Now you have seen the light. Yes. Nick, but they've been using it. It's not something that doesn't have any oil in it. They've been using it, and it's only of a certain dimension and can only take a certain amount of oil, Malcolm.
And last week, Nick, when I told you about my plan to build the pipeline, you said, Malcolm, are you insane? A pipeline to move oil, dear boy?
Yeah, no, I didn't say anything of the sort. I'm aware that there is already a pipeline there, but it can only carry a certain amount of oil.
Yes, but Nick, so then you build a pipeline alongside the one they've already
simply
got.
Simply build another pipeline.
Nick, look, you're doing it again.
How long do you think that would take, approximately?
Oh, Jesus, Nick. Have you seen pipe layers laying pipes?
Yes. Yes, I have. It takes absolutely forever.
Nick,
they laid one outside my building. In fact, they're still doing it now. It was about for a 15-foot long. It's taken over a week so far.
Nick, you're talking about your local water board. We are talking about able companies who have people at the top who can manage them, right?
All right. Why don't you alert Saudi Arabia to give them this wizard idea that you've just magically come up with? I can't deal with your mood at the moment, Malcolm. You're kind of annoying. Maybe that was your intention. I don't know, but it's not working with me. Larry says, does the world need to stage an intervention on Donald Trump? Yes. His behaviour and ramblings on social media make 50p Lee Anderson seem educated. Well, almost, says Larry. Do you see the Bruce Springsteen thing he came out with? Oh, my God, what is wrong with this man? His country's at war, and he's picking another war with a rocker. And it must be getting increasingly difficult for the suck-ups that he surrounds himself with to justify this. And because their heart's not in it anymore. You can see it in their eyes. But you can also see the terror in their eyes in case they get off script and displease the dear leader, who will spend the rest of his life doing nothing but getting back at them, because that's who he is and they know that. That's why they're so terrified. And these smart people, some of whom are, some of the people that he surrounds himself with are actually intelligent. They're business people, so they know that what they're saying is rubbish, but they're having to say it anyway because that's what Donald Trump said last. And they just have to repeat it. God, it must be incredibly difficult to keep up with what he said last, because he changes his mind like the direction of the wind. But whatever what it was that they heard him say last, they have to go out there and justify it. And it must be getting increasingly difficult to do so. And I bet they see lawsuits coming their way as well, because, Donald Trump's not going to live forever. And unless he gives the crown to his son, Lurch, then somebody else is going to be in the White House, and they might not be, best disposed to Donnie. Even if they're a Republican. Because they'll have had to, bow and scrape before him for the last 5 years, and they might want to, get a bit of payback. But until then, they're just so desperate to please. It's just deeply pathetic. Every single one of them is a millionaire, and the ones that aren't millionaires are billionaires. So it's not like they need the money, but they're just so blooming greedy. Terrifying. Insatiable greed of the well-off. Tom in Southsea says, I don't know about you, but Small Hands Cook is really... it's really getting on my nerves, especially lately. Oh, that has to go in the book. Small Hands Cook, as in Cool Hands Luke. That's excellent. And apropos of nothing at all, Yusuf says, my name is Yusuf. Well, thanks for passing that information on, Yusuf. Good to know. Glasgow. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Nick. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Very good. I've been listening to you for so long, and it's so good to speak to you. But me and my wife have made our way to Glasgow because you've subliminally put it into our head because you've said about it so often.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here now, and it is not raining.
Nonsense.
No, it's not. It's just not raining. We've been here. It's been sunny. It's been windy, yes. And we've had a little bit of hail, but mm-hmm. no rain.
I don't believe it for a moment. When was the last time you looked out the window?
We're currently camping in a van, so we're pretty much outdoor.
Right. Okay, well, I'm just checking while you wait. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Well, if it's not raining at the moment, then it will be shortly. And it will be absolutely bucketing it down tomorrow. And you'll get hail and winds and gusts and up to 40 miles. Your van is going to be blown away by the wind on Sunday. I hope you've got it tethered to the ground.
Not yet, but we will.
Right. And you might get respite on Monday, but you won't be able to dry out because it won't be that long. And it'll be raining on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. How long are you there for?
Glasgow, we're only here for 2 days, but we're doing a big tour of Scotland. So.
Right. Okay. Well, you probably have missed the midges. I doubt they'll be out yet. So are you going all the way to the top?
We're not really planning it. We've got an Isle of Skye, and then after that, it's kind of just wherever we fancy. Right. Wherever anyone tells us to go to.
Well, right at the top is absolutely fantastic. And some of the best beaches you'll ever see in your life, and with no one on them. It'll be completely deserted, because the rain will be lashing down so hard it'll peel the skin off your face.
That does sound good. Also... Lake LeMond as well. We've heard there's wallabies there in Lake LeMond, in a specific island in the centre. But most people we speak to tell us we're being had on. And then others are very on board and they're telling us, yes, definitely wallabies.
Wallabies?
Wallabies.
That sounds like a lost mammal.
It does. The story goes, there was a prince, and he fell in love with someone from Australia, and to satisfy her, he brought over some wallabies. But half the people we've spoke to tonight have just laughed in our face, and the other half have been very, oh yeah, definitely.
they basically just want you to leave the area and go go hunt for wallabies. Yeah.
Most likely.
Well, I wish you all the best, and good luck. And,
thank you, Nick.
Yeah, there's no end of scenery. You'll be sick up to your eyeballs with scenery. It's got nothing but beautiful vistas for as far as the eye can see, Scotland. Richard in Upminster says, I'm not Skier's greatest fan, but I think the way that he has handled Trumple Stiltskin, that doesn't make no sense. Trumple Thinskin, maybe. The way that Skier has handled Trumple Thinskin and avoiding us getting dragged into the Iran war is top notch, says Richard in Upminster. Correct, Amundo. However, when Skier says the war, he reminds me of Basil Fawlty. My advice to him, don't mention it. Well, I think he mentioned it once, but he might have gotten away with it. Aylesford. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Nick.
Tony.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you all right?
Before, yeah, I'm really good, thanks. That guy before was mentioning something about Glasgow, which was not what I wanted to talk about. I'm going to go and see my friend Paul. He doesn't know about it yet.
in the next few weeks, just to have a week away. Some of them have been to Scotland, but I called in Pauline just to wind him up. Glasgow, the weather is terrible. But now Trump, now I watched something.
Oh, this call is actually about something. Go ahead. I was beginning to wonder.
I don't know. I watched something, and I watched this thing with Donald Trump. He was saying that about something about this trying to steal America, and now he has the audacity to say, I'm telling everyone, like including us in the UK and European countries, and whatever other countries, go and take the oil. Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, what is going on? I don't know where this is going to end. I think it's a scary time.
Well, you don't know where it's going to end, neither does he. He's just making this up as he goes along. I mean, how much more evidence do you need? He's got no clue. There's no strategy. There's no plan. There's no... there's not even any aims. What are the aims of this war? We still don't even know.
Well, yeah. And then the thing is... We're going to talk about King Charles now. I do actually think he needs to go over there now because I've heard LBC a lot this week saying, no, he shouldn't go, he shouldn't go. I think he has to. He needs to put a word in Trump's ear.
Well, that's going to make no difference whatsoever.
Well, regardless, but I think it is right that King Charles does go. I think he has to because... At the end of the day, like this country, you and me and everyone else that lives in this country is suffering. Hell.
Yeah, but the king going over there and glad handing him over dinner isn't going to make the slightest bit of difference one way or the other. And so they're stuck because they planned this to happen. And if he doesn't go, then it's going to be written up as the UK snubs the dear leader, Donald Trump. And if he does go, then people are going to be criticising him for, going over there and glad-handing one of the world's worst people. But glad-handing the world's worst people is literally the king's job. That's what he does for a living.
Absolutely. And then and you were talking about films last week. I didn't call you last week. Now, you mentioned Jurassic Park. Now...
Did I?
A while ago, you watched the film. You said it was brilliant. You watched the third one. I watched Jurassic... I need you to do some homework. You need to watch Jurassic Park 1.
Yeah, I've seen them all. They're all the blooming same. You've seen one, you've seen them all. And I enjoyed all of them. I must have seen all of them at least twice. I've got no idea which one was which, and I bet you don't either. It starts with ooh and ah, and then comes the running and the screaming. Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot, Tony. 0345-6060-973. Simon in Bray says, that woman who said her friend was too fat to go to America, firstly, isn't that sending coals to Newcastle? And secondly, why doesn't he just take the weight loss drug like me? I've lost nearly 2 stone in 8 weeks. Wow. Well, it's what goes with that concerns me. I mean, it can't possibly be good for you. I thought we were told over and over and over again that crash diets aren't good for you. And that is essentially just a crash diet. It's self-control in a pill, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't reset your body to accept the lower weight. So you've got to take it either forever or you've got to go on a diet when you come off it. Because your brain is going to be screaming at you to eat as soon as you stop injecting that stuff in you, isn't it? I don't know. It seems a bit... it seems like... unless it can be explained to me another way, then it just seems like a bit of a cheat, like a workaround to self-control. Put the cake down and step away from the fridge. Oh, but it's not as easy as that, Nick. Yeah, I know. Like, life is difficult, but there's no way around it. The reason that people are gaining weight is that they're eating more than they are shedding through moving around. And I know that life is unfair because some people can eat an entire cake, 3 bags of crisps, a plate of chips, and a chicken dinner every day, all day, and gain no weight at all. While somebody else can just look at a cake and gain, 3 stone. But, you know, whoever said that life was fair? If it helps people, then I guess so. But it seems like it's not the golden bullet. The real thing that they should be working at is changing your body to accept the lower weight as its ideal balance. But, of course, if it does that, then you won't need their drugs anymore. And that's not what they're interested in. They're interested in getting you hooked on another subscription. Just like everything's a blooming subscription these days. Music is a subscription. TV is a subscription. The shavers are a subscription. Everything is. And that's just another one of those. Want to keep you hooked forever. Literally, drug dealers. This text says, forgetting today is the day our Lord was crucified makes people cross. Now, I don't know whether that's that's a religious joke. I suppose it is. Funny, no? Now, wait a minute. I don't think I've done the break yet, have I? Oh, very, very bad at my job.
This is LBC.
Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And come on in to Classic FM Calm, LBC's soothing sister station. Find peace in the music with Classic FM Calm. Listen on Global Player or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Me somebody to love.
At Dreams until Tuesday, the more you spend, the more you save, with up to £500 off. Dreams, love your bed.
We're just being out there brave flight.
Stuck waiting again.
Tell me about it. I've spent all morning trying to get through to my GP.
Oh, I ditched that stress and joined Benenden Health. They've got 24/7 GP helpline. No waiting rooms, no sitting around.
Really? Sounds like a great service, unlike this one.
We're just about to get moving again.
Press play on your health with the 24/7 GP helpline and much more. All for less than £16 per person per month. Search Benenden Health. Fee review periodically. T's and C's apply. Qualifying periods apply for some services. UK only. Visit benenden.co.uk.
Experience. It's knowing when something is worth waiting for and when it isn't. That's why Saga Health Insurance offers unlimited GP appointments whenever you need them. With a choice of flexible plans, prompt tests and treatment, your health is taken care of. And right now, you'll get a £250 gift card when you take out Saga Health Insurance. Search Saga Health Insurance for a quote today. Start a new policy before the 28th of May. New customers over 50 only. Terms and conditions apply.
With over 50 years' experience, Fidelity can help you feel confidently invested. Make the most of your annual allowances by the 5th of April with our expert insights, excellent service, and wealth of investment options. For ISAs, pensions, or advice, go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
I'm a very stable genius.
It's good to know, Donnie, because from some angles you look like an unstable nitwit. So glad you got that cleared up for us. Matt says, did the Reform House housing spokesperson really say everyone dies in the end when talking about protecting Tower Block residents from another Grenfell tragedy? What a chump, says Matt. All while Nigel Fagash promises to make your holiday cheaper and rides in a tank with a washed-up boxer. Prime Minister in waiting, apparently. Lord help us, says Matt. Is he a washed-up boxer? I've got absolutely no idea. I'd never heard of him before until he rode in a tank with Fagash. Stanmore, hello, Jonathan.
Hello, hello.
Jonathan.
Yes, hello. I want to talk to you about a hidden gem. You had somebody on from Goring by Sea.
Did I?
Yeah, well, you did about 10 phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
Half hour ago. Anyway, right. Goring by Sea is in Sussex, as you probably know.
No, I don't know that.
Well, you do now.
I do now. Well, I will have forgotten that fact by the end of this call.
No, you won't. No, you won't. You won't. You won't. I guarantee you'll remember it. It has the most wonderful fish and chip restaurant called the Sea Lane Cafe. You can park there.
Well, is that all that recommends it?
No. The views are spectacular.
Of what?
You can walk down the coast.
Yeah, but what are the view? What are the views of?
Sea,
oh.
fresh air.
The sea. The sea's brown.
No, the sea down there is beautiful.
No, I very much doubt that. You wouldn't want to get in it. You wouldn't want to get any of that water on you.
I think I'll politely disagree with you. But if you walk to east, 15 minutes from the Sea Lane Cafe where you can park, you get to Worthing Pier. Worthing Pier is really old-fashioned, quintessential England.
Right. But there's nothing on it, I bet.
Oh, there's arcades. Get your pennies out, mate.
Well, they don't take pennies. They take 10p's, I bet. You might as well just chuck your money into the sea.
I tell you, you can chuck your pennies in there. It's wonderful. Goring by Sea and the walkway down the coast is a quintessential English seaside.
Right. If you say quintessential one more time, Jonathan...
Then you'll kill me.
Well, I'll disappear you.
Okay.
Death is not a given.
Let me move from quintessential to hidden gem.
Right. But you did
Would you go with that?
But in doing that, you did say quintessential again. So I'm afraid you pay the price. Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
Took a while to find that. 0345 6060 973. There was a big ad for a chip shop with a view of the foam on top of the brown wavelets. Doesn't sound very... And the slate grey sky. No thanks. This says... Chris says... Please ask Malcolm of Bodmin to have a sit down and feet up. He sounds like his blood pressure is way up. Perhaps he needs a chill pill or some anger management classes. I think he should maybe try both at the same time and see how that works out. Emergency measures. Bo, Gabriel.
Evening, Nick. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Wonderful. You had a plank on a tank. Well, how about a pair of cranks on a tank? Yeah, a bit rubbish. I was holding on for that for a little while.
Yeah, terrible. let it go.
All right. In sad news, have you got the Trump bingo cards handy?
Yes, I do.
Well, as of June, it's looking like Ron DeSantis has signed the bill to rename Palm Beach Trump Airport after Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. You see what I mean about the desperate sycophancy of these people? I mean, they must be dying inside. Because these are serious people. Ron DeSantis is a relatively serious person. Marco Rubio is a relatively serious person. He surrounds himself with people who have removed their spines and have begged him to use them as doormats. It's pathetic.
Yeah, have you also seen the Trump presidential library plans?
Yes.
It's something out of North Korea.
Unbelievable.
Like a big golden statue with his, you know, his minions sat in front of him.
Yeah.
With him either side in like 20 foot... or 20-meter height, like, fascistic posing.
Yes, I know. It's so him.
Yeah.
It's the Donald Trump combination library and casino.
It'll go bust within 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
You mentioned earlier about the Aussie PM saying about people should use public transport, walk and cycle where they can instead of using fuel. Like, isn't that a way that we kind of should live our lives if we can do that?
We should have been hurtling towards getting ourselves off fossil fuels from the moment that Vlad the Insaner attacked Ukraine. That should have been our number one priority in this country as soon as possible, and to hell with the costs.
Well,
and all these people that are coming out of the woodwork now and like whining about, oh no, why can't we pull more out of the North Sea, or why can't we unban Russia and get our oil from there? And they just desperately want us to stay hooked on fossil fuel, which has to be the stupidest thing that we could do at this moment. We should be getting away from it as fast as we can.
Correct. One way, green renewables is nationalised, which means that we make it and we make revenue. Well, not revenue, but it's ours. Or the oil and gas, which is sold on the international market at a price that we don't get any cut from.
Mm.
That's the one bit that Kemi Badenoch keeps on forgetting or deliberately not mentioning.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that the people who keep going on about North Sea Oil, I'm sure that they're smart enough to understand that what they're saying would not work. but they assume that their fans aren't smart enough to understand that that wouldn't work.
Absolutely. I've got one more thing, Nick.
Yes.
I can push it into the jingle. Did you hear about the town that that accidentally ordered 38,000 bananas by mistake?
Yeah.
When they meant to buy 380 kilos?
Yes.
It fed the whole town.
Priceless. Yeah, but you can only have so many bananas, can't you? I mean, after one, do you really want another one that day? And what can you do with it other than eating it neat?
Absolutely. A banana and split. Thanks, Nick.
All right. Thanks a lot. Cheers, Gabriel. 0345. 6060973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. It's emerged a second U.S. military plane, which was struck by Iranian fire earlier today, made it back to Kuwaiti airspace before the pilot managed to eject. The A-10 Thunderbolt then went on to crash. On the same day, a two-seater F-15 was shot down over Iran. One person remains missing as a result of that crash. The world defense expert Professor Paul Rogers has been telling LBC the U.S. is undergoing a reality check.
The United States is finding in a whole range of areas it's simply not going as expected. For example, they've used their very expensive Tomahawk cruise missiles at one heck of a rate. Over 850 have been used in the past 5 weeks, and they cost a couple of $1 million each.
The Metropolitan Police says three people have been charged with an arson offence following an alleged attack on four Jewish ambulances in North London. It happened in Golders Green during the early hours of the 23rd of March. The group is due to go before Westminster magistrates tomorrow. The Prime Minister is using his Easter message to say Britain is best when it chooses community over division. But Keir Starmer has also acknowledged the country faces a moment of real anxiety as the war in Iran hits the UK economy. A teenager's been stabbed to death in a seaside town in Kent. Police were called out in Whitstable at around 2 o'clock this morning. Cormac McMahon now reports for LBC.
We now know that a 19-year-old man died at the scene on Belmont Road near to the town's cricket and football clubs. It's believed he'd been stabbed. The town's MP, Rosie Duffield, has called it extremely shocking and upsetting and says incidents like this are incredibly rare in our community.
It's being claimed armed police who were guarding London's mayor left a bag of guns outside his home, which was then found by a member of the public. Newspaper reports say it was spotted beside a curb in South London on Tuesday evening. It's believed the Metropolitan Police's Directorate of Professional Standards is reviewing what happened. And NASA says the crew of the Artemis 2 mission is progressing towards the moon and their mission is doing well. The Orion spacecraft is due to circle the lunar surface before returning. Lakeisha Hawkins is from the organization.
The mission continues to perform well overall, and the crew is in great spirits. Currently, the crew is more than 100,000 miles from the Earth and about 150,000 miles to go away from the moon.
LBC weather, rain in the north overnight, which could be wintry over hilly ground, dry elsewhere with a patchy frost for many areas in the northern parts of the UK. We'll see a low of around 3 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Shut up. I don't feel normal at all.
Yeah, what is normal? I am not even on hat-doffing relations with normal. Mark in Hornsey says, The Sopranos was rubbish, amusing in parts, but you never mentioned Ozark, absolutely brilliant. Well, I don't know about absolutely brilliant, but it was certainly engaging. I liked Ozark. Mark in Staffordshire says, The right-wing Gammonati are begging for cuts in fuel costs. What's the point in cheap fuel if the fuel's run out? Fuel can be 1p per litre or £100 a litre, but if there isn't any, then the cost is a moot point, says Mark in Staffordshire. Correct the mundo, Mark. Yeah, all that stuff's running out. And we're being persuaded to maintain our addiction to it by those who are making money on it in the short term. And once they've done that, then they think, well, to hell with everybody else, and, you know, I'm all right, Jack. be very, very suspicious of anybody that comes bearing promises of riches and good fortune by staying hooked on fossil fuel. I do believe they're lying to you. Certainly for their own benefit. Just follow the money, honey. 0345 6060 973. Halifax. Hello, Paula.
Hello, Nick.
Paula.
How are you doing?
I am great, mate.
Very good. I struggled to find you on YouTube tonight.
You do?
So I have to ring up.
You do what, no?
I struggled to find you on YouTube.
Am I on YouTube? YouTube?
Yeah, you are.
Where?
YouTube. You know what I'm on about, you silly sod.
Yeah, YouTube. Yeah, you found me on YouTube. What? Why am I on YouTube? I don't do anything on YouTube, do I? YouTube?
No, well, no, I used to watch the other show.
Other show?
You know which one I'm meaning? Can I say it?
The other show.
Am I allowed to say it?
Well, I don't know what the it is, whether you're allowed to or not. I'd have to know.
It's another evening talk show.
Oh, no then. Unless it's on this station.
No.
No. Okay. Then no.
No.
Well, I'm not on YouTube. This show's not on YouTube, is it?
So where the heck do I find you then?
Are you listening to me right now?
No. I've just got the TV I've been listening to you for the last half hour on the phone.
On the phone, right.
And, the other yeah. whatever.
And you've been trying to find me on YouTube, and much to your disappointment, I'm not there. Well, have you got a radio, Paula?
I don't have a radio.
You don't have a radio? Who's got a radio these days?
I don't have a bloody radio.
No one's got a radio. Have you got one of them smart speakers?
Yes, I have.
Ask your smart speaker to burst into life and play LBC. Do it now.
On the Amazon thing.
If that's what you've got, Paula, then do that.
Alexa, play LBC talk show.
No, now you're confusing it. What's it done?
I can hear myself talking.
There you go. Bingo! Another satisfied customer.
I'm up and running.
Yeah, there you go. You're welcome, Paula.
So, are you there still?
No.
Are you little liar?
No, I went some while ago.
Listen,
yeah.
I rang a couple of weeks ago and I got told off for swearing.
Right.
I didn't realise I couldn't swear.
Yeah, no,
but
don't.
What I was asking was... do you have filler or Botox?
No, and no, in that order.
No, and no, in every shape or form.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know, I bet you know loads of people who have it, don't you?
I don't know anybody who has had that.
Oh, give up.
I don't know any... What, do you?
I know loads of people who have it.
You know loads of people who have Botox and filler?
Yeah.
In Halifax, West Yorkshire...
Yeah.
Well, I'll go to the foot of my stairs. I've never met anybody who's had that. Not to my knowledge.
The tell porcupines, they go, oh, you look good for your age.
They're
cheers. And then
that's... Well, maybe it's the
product
of...
I've had and a bit of blood top.
Yeah, maybe it's the product of healthy living when they look good for their age.
Oh, yeah, a bit like the swimming job.
I don't know what a swimming jab. Oh, slimming jabs. Those things. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Just go natural, everybody. You know, stop sticking poison in your face for crying out loud. Does any of that actually make sense if you stop and think about it for a moment? People just look like they're made out of plastic. I mean, that seems to be the intention. You fill your face with poison so that it can't move. And then you take 86,000 different pictures of your face and you put them up the internet, but first you put them through some sort of filter that makes you look like a Barbie doll. Do you look like a Barbie doll, Paula?
No, do I?
No.
Do I hellas look like a bloody Barbie doll?
Okay. All right, I'm glad to hear it, but you're sliding towards sweary, so I'll leave it there. Thanks a lot, Paula, for whatever that was. Ian in Swadlincote, if indeed there is such a place, says, so Rommel MacDonald... Oh, I'm going to have to put that on the list as well. One moment, please. So that's two we've had tonight. Small Hans Cook, which is great. And that one. So Rommel MacDonald claims he intends to bomb Iran back to the Stone Age. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the general idea was to drag Iran out of the Dark Ages and into at least the 20th century, if not the 21st. Do you think President Golden Pernicious is... That's two in the same missive. Golden Pernicious. As in Golden Delicious. I have so many of these. It's absolutely amazing how many names people have come up with for Donald Trump. Lord of the Files. Emperor Gropatini. The Liar Toller. Sponge Blob Wide Pants. I mean, they just go on and on and on. I'll stick it in my next book. All of the last ones are in my last book. It's on the Kindle store, by the way. In ebook form for eco-woke hippies and paperback form for people who hate trees, called Thank You for Your Attention to This Matter.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Anyway, Ian in Swaddlingcote says, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought the general idea was to drag Iran out of the Dark Ages and into at least the 20th century, if not the 21st. Do you think that President Golden Pernicious is the frontrunner for this year's FIFA War Prize? And if so, he'll be the only tyrant ever to win the FIFA Peace Prize and the FIFA War Prize in consecutive years. What an achievement. Well, we will wait and watch. I mean, that is an indication of how embarrassing this is, how people are prepared to bend over backwards, sideways and forwards all at the same time, just in order to throw praise on him, because that's all he seems to want day and night, to be hosed down with flattery. And there's so many grown-ups who are prepared to debase themselves by doing just that. Shocking, really. I don't know, they live with themselves. Well, they probably think about the money, don't they? That's what it's all about, honey. Jeremy says, I think Charles should just out-emperor Trump on his visit and insist he's carried in a golden sedan chair everywhere. And when he does have to walk, there's people who have to throw rose petals in his path. That's actually quite a good idea. Yeah. Yeah, I like that idea. Benidorm. Ben.
Oh, hi, Nick. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Ben.
I just wanted to kind of just briefly comment on something that somebody said earlier about building a pipeline across Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. There already is a pipeline across Saudi Arabia.
I know.
And it's a huge pipeline. And to build something that will be able to take the equivalent of the kind of oil we need would be an infrastructure project like no one has ever seen. And then there are several other problems. One is it would be visible from space, mm-hmm. and therefore it's a sitting target for the Iranians, so it would just move the problem essentially from the straits to... Because actually, weirdly, pipelines are easier to take out than boats are.
Well, yeah, they don't
boats
move.
Can move.
Yeah.
They don't move, exactly, precisely, yeah. And then you have the additional problem of the fact that several different countries, the UEA, Kuwait, Iraq, would all have to essentially give away their economic sovereignty to Saudi Arabia in order to be able to get their main export out.
Yeah.
And no country, no sensible country would be willing to do that. So it was a small corrective point that I wanted to make about the previous caller who seemed very adamant that it seemed to be really, really easy, much like sort of digging a hole in your garden.
Yeah, he was adamant and irate at the same time.
And completely wrong.
In every respect, yeah.
Yes, in absolutely every respect. In a way that actually kind of appalled me to the degree that I felt it necessary to ring your programme.
Well,
however, I shall not detain you any longer, Nick. I love your programme.
I appreciate it. You said what you needed to say, and then you and then you said bye-bye. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
There's a caller who knows when to hold them and when to fold them. Andy says, Nick, I need to put the poached egg debate to bed. You will never get a perfect poached egg from a supermarket egg. The longer the egg is laid, the more egg white degenerates. Get a fresh egg, dump it in the hot water, and you'll be grateful, and you'll be greeted by a, wow, beautiful, B-U-E-I-T-F-U-L-L. Shall I read any further?
No.
No. How do you know what a fresh egg is? Unless you're waiting around the back end of a chicken, ready for it to appear. Everybody gets their eggs from a supermarket. They can't be that old, surely. Rose in Battersea says, another name for Trumpotamus, Numpty Trumpty. No, it's got to be better than that. 0345-6060-973. I want to talk about so much this evening. I want to talk about Bruce Springsteen. I want to talk about Ticket Inspector Jenrick. Marmalade. Did you hear about the marmalade issue? Good grief. We are under attack. And 1.5 trillion is a very, very big number. I want to talk about that as well. 0345-6060-973, LBC.
This is LBC.
All right, resistance up. Let's climb.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my knee's playing up again.
Have you ever had it looked at?
No, but I've been doing a few stretches.
When my shoulder went, Benenden Health got me expert help. Showed me exactly where I was going wrong.
30 seconds, people.
Press play on your health with physiotherapy and much more. All for less than £16 per person per month. Search Benenden Health. Fee review periodically. T's and C's apply. Qualifying periods apply for some services, including physio. UK only. Visit benenden.co.uk.
At Lidl, pop the cork on wines you love this Easter. Buy any three or more deluxe wines and get 30% off with Lidl Plus. Like our crisp Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc or our rich Barossa Valley Shiraz. Lidl. More to value. Be drink away 18 plus, subject to availability. Second lines and stores only. England only. Ends 8th of the 4th. Terms apply. See lidl.co.uk/LPTV.
At ulisprosperity.com, you buy the car and we pay you up to £600 per month in rental income. For conditions, visit ulisprosperity.com.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
He thinks he looks good in a bathing suit, he doesn't.
Here's a call in East Yorkshire from a person called Mike. Mike.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Great, mate.
Good, good. Two little bits and pieces on this one. We had a disagreement a couple of weeks ago when it was announced that Russia was sending oil tankers to Cuba, and I said Trump will do a taco and fold, and you said, no, he won't let them in. He's let them in.
All of these people are telling me what I did say 2 weeks ago, and I don't believe that I said anything of the sort.
But he has let them in. He's letting Chinese oil shipments into Cuba as well.
Right.
So it just flips from one minute to another.
Yes, he is predictably unpredictable. And his cult fans and those spineless types that work with him try to kid on that that's a benefit. That's, it keeps the enemy on their toes and, they don't know which way he's going to come at them from. But it's not. It's just a mind that is unserious and not tethered to any kind of reality that the rest of us would recognise. That's not a good thing in the leader of a country.
Absolutely not. I mean, he says that the first thing that comes into his head, I'm going to stop that. I'm big, I'm powerful, I'm a hard man. And then he realises afterwards that it's actually ridiculous. Apart from which, Vlad's just phoned him up, obviously, and said, yes. Donny, no. Comrade, do not do this.
Right, exactly.
But have you seen the Trump speech where he was ended with saying, Macron's got wife problems. His jaw hasn't recovered yet from her hitting him.
What is that guy like? I mean, seriously, he has gone through life never hearing the word no. He acts like a 5-year-old school bully. Because I imagine he used to be one and has never been corrected his entire life.
He has no filters whatsoever.
Or decency. Yeah. Don't forget that.
But anyway, the last one, I know I've got a weird sense of humour, but try this for size. Because when the tangerine troglodyte and Vance and what you call it, Musk took over, one of the first things they did was to ban DEI hirings.
Yeah.
Well, I laughed when I saw this latest moonshot, because it's got two white guys, a black guy, and a woman.
Right.
And I thought, I would love it if these guys come back and one of the white guys says, I'm gay, because that would be a full hand.
Yes.
They'd have a heart attack.
Yeah, they would, yeah. DEI hires. Yeah, but they're all about DEI hires. I mean, look at the people that Donald Trump has hired. Were they hired because they were good at their jobs? Because they were across their brief? Because they had some clue as to what it is that they were supposed to be doing? No, they were hired because they sucked up to Donald Trump.
And they were blonde and disloyal, and then he sucks them.
They're all going to get thrown under a bus. Everybody gets thrown under a bus by Donald Trump eventually. Just stick around long enough and you will get thrown under a bus, as various of their numbers have discovered already.
One quick one on Musk. I was just sort of on the internet, and Musk has built what is called Space City to host his SpaceX project.
Right.
And it's next to an American city called Brownsville, and they're going ballistic about this. But anyway, when you approach this space city, Musk has put up a 40-foot high, 30-foot wide statue of himself. A head.
Wait a minute, a 30-foot wide statue of himself? that's practically spherical.
It's 40 foot high and 30 foot wide, and it isn't quite gold, but it's goldy bronze.
But what's the wide... But hang on a minute, if it's 40 foot high and it's 30 foot wide, which part is the wide part?
Well, it's taller. I mean, a head is taller a bit than it's wide.
Right, but if you look at an ordinary human being, and I know that he isn't, but he's like more or less the shape of an ordinary human being. They're not as wide as they are tall, ordinarily.
No, it's just a head.
Oh, his head. It's just... wait a minute. Oh, this gets much worse. It's just his head.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, perfectly normal on wherever the hell it is that he lives. Yes.
Wow. But the city isn't very happy because he's now saying that he has compulsory purchase rights and he's trying to buy people's homes that don't want to sell.
Mm.
And he's not popular.
No. Well, you can say that again. Yeah, anyway. Look at the fortunes of his car company. Yeah, okay. Good talking to you, Mike. Thanks for that. 0345-6060-973. Steph in Stockport says, listener with material here, evangelists say Trump was sent to Earth by God. Atheists say why? Had he run out of locusts? It's the way I tell them, says Steph. And Jamie in East Sussex says, this is my favourite week of the year. It was my 22nd birthday this week. Did you hear the news? A federal judge has stopped the construction of, constriction, it says here, of Donny's Ballroom. I wonder if that has any connection to now ex-AG Pam Bondi being fired. No, I wouldn't think so. And Donny is going to get his ballroom, regardless of what any pesky judge says. He doesn't seem to have any concern about following a thing called the law. He fought the law, and he won. Patricia in Streatham says, much better reception from Mike, give him a kiss. I've got no idea what that means. But I most certainly will do nothing of the sort. Let's have Colchester. Hello, Judy.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Yes. You usually say Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, Judy, Judy.
Yeah, that makes me feel more comfortable. A little while ago, you said, talking about bananas, you said, what else could you do with a banana other than eat it?
Yeah.
Well, I could make some banana muffins or a banana and chocolate chip cake, or I could make a banana, walnut and cranberry cake.
How about baking a banana in some sort of alcohol, like a brandy or something like that. Baking the banana in brandy and then pour the brandy juice over the banana and slap some ice cream on it. How about that?
Well, I mean, I might make it for you if you particularly wanted one, should I be anywhere near to make you one, but I don't drink, so that puts that one in its bed.
Just make it up, Judy, pop it in one of those padded envelopes and stick it in the post.
I think it'd have to be a waterproof one, don't you? and packed with plenty of wrapping around it so it don't get squashed.
Right.
And the other one you said was, who has radios nowadays? And I do, Nick. I have one right next to me now in bed on my bedside cabinet, and I have one in the kitchen and one in the bathroom.
Well, come Armageddon, Judy, you are going to be fully prepared because everybody else's device is not going to work.
Well, that's right. I mean, when I stay with my daughter, which I'm going to do next week, I do have an Alexa in my bedroom when I'm there.
Yeah.
I love my radio. It's my best friend, really. And I have it on. Well, I leave it on all night when I come to bed. I leave it on all night. Yeah.
What station?
Which one do you think?
Well, not this one.
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
But doesn't that keep you awake?
No, not at all. Oh, I've got, it's just, you know, me and the cat, it suits us fine. And it's a sort of...
it's like a comfort blanket.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Right. It is really. It just makes me feel that, despite the news that comes out of it, of course. But
yes.
It is a comfort blanket, and I've always been the same. And, it is my best friend. That's what I tell people. It is my best friend. So.
But when we play jingles, or an idiot like me will do something like this, doesn't that startle you awake?
No, I just wake up. When I wake up, I very often wake up about 4 o'clock when Ian Payne starts.
Right.
I hear all the presenters, really.
Right.
With the odd exception that I choose not to, but all my cats just joined me on the bed. Would you like to just say hello to my cat, Daphne?
Absolutely not.
she's rubbed her head round my the receiver of my phone.
See,
anyway,
she doesn't care.
No, she don't care. That
your cat is aware that you are doing something that does not involve her. That's why she just rubbed her head all over the thing that you were paying attention to, which wasn't her.
Well, that you know what they say, don't you, Nick? You don't own a cat. A cat owns you.
Owns you, yeah.
And they absolutely do, and right. She's got me firmly wrapped round her missing leg, and I love her to pieces.
Well, of course, that's what cats are for.
Well, absolutely it is. I'll tell you a little story today, just a quick one. There was a coffee morning in our local church this morning, and they have different charities that they choose to give the take-ins for. And I'm involved in cat rescue, and that's where the money was going to go today. And it was duly sent to her, and it was just very timely because she'd had to rescue a little cat that was in the worst condition that in all her years she's ever seen. And it's been rescued. The people that found it have given some money towards it. My church has given some money towards it, and it is now receiving critical care, and it's been called Hope, and she is starting to purr and sort of beginning to come round a little bit, but she's been through the mill.
Oh.
So there you are. There's a happy little story.
A happy story.
Yes.
All right.
That's a dog.
Thanks a lot, Judy. I don't think there's any evidence to suggest that is a dog. I do believe that was a cat recorded yesterday. Thanks, Judy. Dave says, working with Trump must be like working with Boris Johnson. He sends you out to say one thing to the press in the morning, then contradicts himself in the afternoon. And they don't say a thing about it. Yeah, that's right. At least with Johnson, he'd probably forget about it after a while and, move on to something else. Something else that, occupied his attention.
The great big greedy nincompoop.
That great big greedy nincompoop. But Donald Trump, if you speak out against him, he will spend the rest of his life trying to get back at you. He will not let that go. You know, like the naughty, fat little schoolboy that he is. He used to be the bully in the playground, and he is the same person now. In kind of the same way that Boris Johnson is the same person now. Yeah, that naughty little schoolboy with his hair all ski-whiff and his shirt untucked, doing paw, you know, all that routine. Weird how people get sort of stuck at a very early developmental age. They find an act that works for them, and then they just stick with it. They find a hairstyle that works for them as well. Eh, Bodge?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Exactly. Susan in Glasgow says, Hi, Nick. AC/DC have just completed 3 nights back at River Plate, and the crowd were going crazy again. The final night was on Angus Young's 71st birthday. He made it. Despite all of the predictions otherwise. 71. Wow, he didn't look at a day over 71. 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Email nicka@lbc.co.uk. If you're on WhatsApp, it's the same number as the phone. 0345 6060 973. But the AC/DC thing does remind me that I want to talk about Bruce Springsteen. Don't forget to remind me to talk about Bruce Springsteen. 11:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Tim Daly.
It's emerged a second US military plane, which was struck by Iranian fire earlier today, made it back to Kuwait before the pilot managed to eject. The A-10 Thunderbolt then went on to crash on the same day a two-seater F-15 was shot down over Iran. The Metropolitan Police says 3 people have been charged with an arson offence following an alleged attack on 4 Jewish ambulances in North London. It happened in Golders Green during the early hours of the 23rd of March. And it's being claimed armed police guarding London's mayor left a bag of guns outside his home, which was then found by a member of the public. It's believed the Metropolitan Police's Directorate of Professional Standards is reviewing what happened. LBC weather, rain in the north overnight, which could be wintry over high ground, dry elsewhere, and there'll be a patchy frost in many areas of the north. We'll see a low of around 3 degrees.
This is LBC.
Next.
Hi, just these, thanks. Did you cash back?
Just need to check you're not a robot first. New security policy.
Okay.
How many traffic lights can you see out the window?
Oh, 2.
No, that's wrong.
Right, well, obviously I'm not a robot.
That's what a robot would say.
What a load of malarkey. Smarty keeps things simple, like 80 gigabytes for £10. And on a rolling monthly SIM plan, you're free to leave any time. Less malarkey, more Smarty. Search Smarty Mobile.
Have you ever felt like your investment advisor is giving you an off-the-shelf retirement plan? That they just want to put you in a box? But who wants that? At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a box. We create a plan that's just right for you because it's only right for us if it's right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Okay, who's all in for Cancer Research UK's Race for Life?
We're doing pretty muddy.
It's an obstacle course.
There's one for kids.
Runners.
Walkers.
Book clubbers.
Knit clubbers.
Tenpin bowlers.
Choir singers.
Lake swimmers. Whether you climb it,
slide it,
or crawl it,
go all in against cancer.
All in to help fund life-saving research. Sign up now and save 50% off entry to your local 3K, 5K, 10K or Pretty Muddy event. Search Race for Life. Discount ends April 19th, 2026. T's and C's apply.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
And remember, darling, I don't work before 10 in the morning and never after 4:30 in the afternoon.
Those are my strict rules. Tina says, I listened to Trump's speech. 19 minutes of incoherent nonsense. Did you hear it? Tina, I heard a bit of it. I heard a couple of clips. And they were incoherent. I'm glad I didn't miss any coherence. Helen in Lancashire says, Happy Easter. Will you be partaking in Easter seasonal fare like chocolate, hot cross buns and roast lamb? Or are you bypassing it all because it's not to your taste? Well, lamb is... I mean, I've tried to eat lamb. I've tried to enjoy eating lamb, but it's a bit fatty, isn't it? I can't get past the fatty part. Also, bouncy, 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 and then they get a bolt through the forehead. Poor little lambs. I like chocolate, and hot cross buns I can take and leave. But there is a full and frank answer for you there, Helen. Martin in Chelmsford says, I believe I have a new epithet for the orange idiot that may deserve a mention. Taking into account his current predicament of not having any clue as to what is going on, does Desperate Don work? No. Got to be better than that. Hazelmere. Hello, Della.
Hello, Nick.
Della.
But first of all, going back to the chap with the fish and chip shop by the sea, do you know that if you go to Southampton IKEA, you can watch the ships from the restaurant window?
No, I did not know that.
Just threw that in.
But you can only get to the restaurant by going through the entirety of the shop, which takes all of the morning, all through lunch, and most of the afternoon. You just can't get out of those places.
You could have gone on a cruise.
Yeah, that's right.
I've got 2 points. One's quite sad, but then the next one's really good.
Okay.
So the sad one is, Back to the Future. It ends on the 12th of April, Nick.
Oh, no. That is such a good show. It really is. And I'm very, very picky about the amount of shows that I've walked out of. Most of them.
Me too,
actually. Yeah. I find it extraordinary that they charge so much for tickets and that, they're just not very good shows. But that show is great.
It is. It's just so much stuff. And I actually went yesterday for about the fifth time.
Oh, yeah.
On the matinee. It was brilliant. Really well worth it. Oh, but the good news... It's going on tour, so that's something to look forward to.
Right.
But I was just thinking that, you know, Donald is a bit like Biff, isn't he? And then I was thinking, if I got a flux capacitor, a DeLorean and some plutonium, I could go back to November 24. And you know how they erase the brother and sister from the photo? We could erase him from the election.
From our lives.
From our lives. I mean, how amazing would that be?
Yeah, he could just be a chump on a stupid TV game show.
Or he could just not exist. That'd be even better.
Yes, well, now you've got it.
Exactly. Now, this is a good one. This is might cheer people up, I hope. Murder, She Wrote, the movie is going to be released in time for Christmas 27. And it's starring Jamie Lee Curtis.
Really?
Yeah. Which is just, that's just fabulous. I'm so looking forward to it already.
But really? Jamie Lee Curtis, she's a bit angular. Because Murder, She Wrote, that's, what's her name? She used to be in Bedknobs and Broomsticks, right?
Exactly, Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury, right.
She's royalty.
She's all sort of soft and squidgy and in soft focus. But, who's the other one?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's not any of that. She's kind of angular and, thin. Too thin.
I've got to say, I think she's brilliant. I mean, she was in Trading Places for a start, and then she's a daughter of Tony Curtis and Janet Leigh.
Right.
And then I was just thinking, she should go for president. I think that would be with that kind of pedigree.
No, hang on.
Americans like celebrities and kind of thing.
They do.
So she's got that. She's also, don't forget, she's married to none other than This One Goes to 11, Nigel from Spinal Tap.
Is she?
Yes. And, it just gets better and better with her because I read that he is Lord Hayden Guest. He's a hereditary peer. And she said, I'm not being called lady. You have nothing to do with me. I don't want it. So I quite like her raises for that as well.
Right. Well, she just sounds like she's getting better and better.
She is, yeah. So I think she would JLC for president. That's what I think.
She was also in True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Affirmative.
Yeah. Wow. That was even worse than mine. You gave that zero effort, Della, and you get null point from me.
Oh,
terrible.
But just remember, folks, that the Back to the Future is going on tour, and Nick, you need to tell the story about Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen, thank you for reminding me.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Della. Yeah, if you get a chance to go see that Back to the Future musical, then jump at it. It's such a lot of fun. It's great. If you don't even really have to have seen the films, but, who hasn't seen those films? Jackie says, have you checked out if there is a full moon? Brackets from my glamorous assistant. I don't think that this will affect the Artemis mission. Well, they should check, by the way, that it's going to be a full moon when they get there. Because if it isn't, then they'll have had a wasted trip. Farhat says, I almost jumped out of my chair when you said put that cake down during your rant about the weight loss jab, as I was just necking a big slice of Waitrose lemon drizzle cake. So yummy. And Annie from Goring by Sea, which has been appearing quite a lot on this programme. Just a quick reference to surplus bananas. Make several batches of banana bread, which is delicious and nutritious. Banana bread freezes well for 2 to 4 months. Great show, by the way. Long-time listener. Thank you for your attention to this matter, says Annie. Banana bread. Well, can't you just have bread and put bananas on it? Don't bananas freeze? I bet bananas freeze. I'm sitting here thinking about that, but just staring at a screen isn't going to reveal that information to me. And neither will just thinking about it either. Like, you know, I'm going to divine whether they do or not, depending on how the air smells. Now I feel like a chump. Greenwich, Dennis.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good, leg. No, we're just up in Glasgow. In Glasgow, and I just thought I'd let you know about the weather.
Raining?
Until?
Easing. You cut out there, Dennis. Is it raining?
Horizontal rain.
Horizontal.
Freezing cold.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And horrible. And the traffic lights stay red. Gig tonight, actually.
Right. I'm afraid whatever phone it is that you're using, Dennis, does not work in your location. But thanks for the weather update. See? Told you. That bloke who called earlier on, he can't possibly have been in Glasgow. Or it's environs, because it is always blooming rain in there.
Liar!
I think he was telling us a mistruth. Still don't know why mobile phones don't work in this country, but, you know, I'll continue to moan about that until they do. I'll pencil that in for never. Leonard says, Britain isn't normal and is a good example if ever there was one. And is a good example if ever there was one. A good example of what? Well, read on. You might find out. It is a Stockholm syndrome society that is completely obsessed with everybody else's downfall, says Leonard. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I suppose there is a scintilla of truth there. And I don't know why, but I'm put in mind of Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live has been going on in America since about the mid-70s, something like that. It must be the oldest running TV comedy show, or TV show period. And it's always been the same. Slightly disappointing. Either the opening monologue won't be that great, or the guests won't be that good, or the sketches won't be that great. The hit rate is about 50-50. Half of it makes you laugh, and half of it you think, oh, that was terrible. And they started unusually, it wasn't a British company that said, let's copy that, because they've done that kind of thing, you know, making late night TV talk show, because America's full of those. They've got at least half a dozen that I can think of top of my head that they've got a talk show, does a nightly comedy show every night, Monday to Friday. And we've tried that a few times and we just can't do it. Usually because they just don't throw enough writers at it, they don't spend enough money. Because in America, there'll be 20 writers on a program, and in this country, we think we can get by with one, which we can't at all. The evidence is all before you. But unusually, it was the American company behind it that brought it over here, and so they did bring the staff, or they insisted on it, I would imagine. And so they have, you know, at least a dozen writers, to my knowledge. And some of it was actually really funny. And about half of it was toe-curningly, embarrassingly awful. And it didn't get better on the second one. But in relation to what Leonard says, that this country is obsessed with everybody else's downfall, the overwhelming feeling that I got from people either in the industry or without it, was that they wanted it to fail. And I don't know why. Just, they didn't want anybody else to have success. Is that it? There is just something about this country that we don't want things to be a success. We kind of feel as though success is a dirty word in some sense, that we'd much rather fail proudly than have a rip-roaring hit. It's kind of weird, isn't it? I think that is, if not uniquely British, then it's certainly part of our national makeup. We just don't like the idea of success. I mean, Americans are always bragging about money. I mean, the richer you are, the more they brag.
I make $400 million a year, so what difference does it make?
No British Prime Minister in history would ever boast like that. I mean, they couldn't boast for that much money. Not even Tony Blair could boast about making that much money. But they just don't boast about cash in this country, do we? America, they're always going on about it. I'm right because I make more money than you do. That kind of thing. So they are addicted to the idea of success, if actual success is not available to the common man and woman in America. I mean, the pursuit of happiness is not necessarily an indication that you're going to get any. It's the pursuit part. They're chasing success and happiness. Almost none of them will actually get there any more than they'll win the lottery. But in this country, it's almost considered not the done thing to chase success and happiness. We'd rather be poor and miserable. Strange, eh? So, almost by accident, I think Leonard put his finger on something there. Alex in Barnsley says, Mango Man said he won the same annual club championship at his own golf club 3 times in the same year. A lot of people thought that was impossible, but not for DJT. And Kay says, Nick, what about Donald Gump? Because he's never going to stop running. No. No, you've got to have it better than that. I think you better think it out again, Kay. 0345 6060 973 LBC.
This is LBC.
You are not an egg. You should not be put in a box. But when it comes to retirement advice, that's how some people get treated. Put in a one-size-fits-all box. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We work with you to create a personalised retirement plan. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Next.
Hi, just these, thanks. Did you cash back?
Just need to check you're not a robot first. New security policy.
Okay.
How many traffic lights can you see out the window?
Two.
No, that's wrong.
Right, well, obviously I'm not a robot.
That's what a robot would say.
What a load of malarkey. Smarty keeps things simple, like 80 gigabytes for £10. And on a rolling monthly SIM plan, you're free to leave any time. Less malarkey, more Smarty. Search Smarty Mobile.
And when teams feel supported, they can achieve anything.
Sorry, just had even more of my team are off ill.
Have you tried Benenden Health? It's easy to set up. They've got a GP helpline you can book 24/7.
Where were we?
A coffee break, hopefully.
Press play on your people's health with a wide range of healthcare services for less than £16 per employee per month. Search Benenden for business. Fee reviewed periodically. T's and C's apply. Qualifying periods apply for some services. UK only. Visit benenden.co.uk.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
I've been waiting for you. Hello.
Yes, mostly I have been waiting for Mike in Andover. Mike.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
Great, mate.
Good. Great show tonight.
Thanks.
A couple of things. I've been doing my homework. It was prompted by yourself and the other Mike from Yorkshire.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going through the list of senior advisors in the White House, Caroline Leavitt, Linda McMahon, Kelly Loeffler, Christine Noem. Oh, there's another one here, Monica Cowley. She's chief of protocol And also, there's another one, White House Face Office.
Yeah.
What's a White House Face Office? Anyway, it's Paula White Kane. And I was just thinking that you and I could set up a recruitment agency to help replace the Orange Man, because he's lost Pam Bondi this month, or this week.
Yeah.
And you prompted me because you suggested Barbie. I think Barbie would be an ideal Attorney General.
Well, her face doesn't move like all of the women that Donald Trump surrounds himself with, and she's already got that hair, that hairstyle that they I don't know, maybe it's the law. If you hang around Donald Trump, you have to have that sort of relaxed wave hair, yeah, down to about your midriff that tumbles forwards. They're all the blooming same.
I mean, a blonde, yeah.
Well, I don't know about blonde. I think some of them aren't.
I've just been through the list. I've done my homework, Nick.
Well, I'm sorry to disagree with you, Mike, you having done, put a lot of effort into it, but I don't think they're all blonde.
They are. According to the internet, they are.
Right. Oh, well, you should have said, according to the internet. Well, you should have said the internet.
Yeah, that's it tonight. Thank you for having a great show tonight.
All right, thank you for thanking me. Appreciate it, Mike. Brian says, I hope they tell Charles not to mention the war when he meets Trump. Chris says, on the subject of smart speakers, on Monday I asked my stupid smartphone, play LBC, and it played LBC. On Tuesday, I did exactly the same, and it opened a Google search for LBC. On Wednesday, I did exactly the same, and it just said, I don't understand. What an age we live in. Yeah, computers are stupid.
Affirmative.
Yeah, that is actually true. And they're getting stupider. They're supposed to be getting smarter. I've said this before. My idiot phone had a smart AI update, which made it stupider. I used to be able to talk to it perfectly easily in a car when I was listening to a podcast and the news came on, and I would say, move the podcast on 3 minutes. And it used to do that. And then it had an AI update, and it came back with, I'm afraid I can't alter time. Which made me slightly furious. And you're not allowed to be furious when you're driving a car.
Damn it!
Because of the European Union. You believe that? And then it will say, I'm sorry, I don't understand. Yeah, that is just so annoying. It's perfectly simple. I'm not asking you to explain quantum physics to me. Just move the blooming podcast on 3 minutes. How hard is that? I'm sorry, I don't understand. I'm sorry, Dave, I can't do that. Bridgewater, Andy.
Good evening, Nick.
Andy.
I've got a puzzle. Right. In energy in this country, we've got all different methods for generating electricity, right?
Yes.
We've got nuclear, hydro, turbines, mm-hmm. all of it.
Yeah.
Why do we price electricity by the most expensive form of electricity generation?
Which is gas.
They just pay out the most expensive one for all of it.
I don't understand
it. That seems completely insane.
It does seem completely insane to me. I know that that's a fact. I just don't understand why it is a fact. Yes, all of our electricity
is the question.
All of our electricity is priced on if it were made by the method of gas. Yeah. But gas is responsible for almost no electricity that we use at all.
Yeah.
It's just it's just what we would rely on if all other options failed.
It's not good, is it?
I don't understand it, like, at all. I think electricity, I mean, we're trying to get off fossil fuels, and if we can produce electricity by, you know, the things that we should be, hurtling towards, the sun and the wind and the waves, all of which are reliable combined, you know, there's always one of those things that's happening, then, we should be getting off fossil fuels, the electricity produced by by those methods should be cheaper, not more expensive, just because it's priced with how you make it with gas. It's just, I don't get it, Andy, I really don't.
Nor do I. One other thing, did you know the first president of Zimbabwe was called the Dr. Reverend Cane and Banana?
Yes, I did know that.
Yeah. I didn't believe it. I thought somebody was winding me up.
No. No, that's his name. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, good talking to you, Andy. Thanks for that. Hamid says, my favourite name for Trump is Cheeto Mussolini. Also, Trump-Putin. Yeah. I mean, I've got the Cheeto Mussolini, but Trump-Putin, is that funny? I don't know. Bridget says, mendacious, my new favourite adjective for Trumpy. Mendacious. Mendacity. Name that film. And Kath says, and how about him happily telling everyone he likes to be surrounded by losers, telling him he's great and he hates successful people? He did that. He actually did that.
I always like to just hang around with losers, actually, because it makes me feel better.
Yeah. And he ain't kidding about that. The truth just pops out of him. He can't help himself. He likes to hang around with losers. It makes him feel better about himself. True. And Kath says, and still they carry on standing around him, sucking it all up. Yeah. P.S. Get into Surrey, into the Surrey countryside and pick up hours-old eggs sold at people's front gates. That's how you get them fresh, and usually a pound for six in the honesty box. I never get supermarket eggs, says Kath. I don't know about that. I mean, there could be... they could be psychopaths. You've got no idea who they are. They haven't been checked over by an operative from your local supermarket. There could be all sorts of shenanigans going on in there. I mean, those chickens could be eating people.
They're eating the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country.
That might be what's happening in our country. Be alert, Kath. Be very alert. Tooting. Hello, Jan. Jan has put the phone on the table. She'll be with us momentarily when she realises that she's been on.
Hi, Nick.
Here we go. Ah, there you are, yes.
Let me turn down the radio.
Turn down the radio.
Yes, dear. Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making your call.
Yeah, Nick, I'm ringing up about Artemis because it's so exciting and... And I thought there's a few interesting things going on there. I mean, look, it looks like there were 900 journalists from 18 nations to watch the takeoff.
Yeah.
So it's quite massive. But what I think's interesting is a couple of points I'll make is that, or maybe three, but it's just that they are, of course, wanting to find out more about how life started on Earth. They're hoping that they will get from some of the photos and things that they'll take out there.
Photos?
Well, yeah, photos of the moon's surface, the craters and things. They will find out how life may have started.
How are they going to do that? Don't tell me. Who cares? What are they hoping to find there that they don't already know?
Oh, no, they will, because, look, but this is a stepping stone as well to establishing something on Mars before Russia and China are too established on Mars. I can't find
What difference does it make? There's nothing there either. Moon,
no, there
Mars.
Is, there is.
There's
no,
nothing there.
Station, no, but if they will have a, they want to find out if life can survive on.
Jan, let's find out if life can survive on this planet. Wouldn't it be better to fix the problems on this planet before trying to fix the ones on ones that we can't even breathe the air on?
But you know what? I mean, I think it's interesting because it's the first time a woman's gone out there. She's nearly spent a year in outer space, so she's like the only woman who's actually been in outer space for a thing.
It's a different biology. Sounds like a bad idea to me.
But space stations. I mean, we're going into science fiction in a way, aren't we? Like heading towards like having space stations.
No, Jan, it's not science fiction. It's science fact. Not sci-fi. Sci-fa.
Yeah, so Nick, what I found interesting, I want to bring King Charles into this because
hasn't that man suffered enough?
No, because he sent there's a Canadian, because actually I was reading the thing, I can't find it, but I wanted to refer to the actual
Canadian article. People.
Yeah, there's a Canadian astronaut on the mission,
right.
And King Charles. Charles sends a message to all of them via him, because I forgot about that. King Charles is actually
a space
king
alien.
King of what do you call it? He's
of Britain?
No, of Canada.
He's King of Canada, right?
No, I mean he's head of state of Canada.
Yeah.
So he sent a special message, mm-hmm. which I thought was very interesting, because you know he's talking about his hopes that whatever happens in the long run it won't mean exploiting the moon. It'll be what we can do
on
the moon.
Are you kidding?
Like
they're going to they're going to take the moon apart for its constituent chemicals, and they're going to transport it back here as soon as possible. And then they're going to blow up the remains just so another country can't go and do the same.
Nick, but I thought it's interesting that in relation to King Charles going to America, he's head of I forgot about King Charles being head of Canada,
yeah.
is that he can, you know, I mean, Trump wanted to make Canada, you know, what is it, the 51st state of America.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, King Charles can put him in his place in a way.
Yeah, buff him on the nose. Yeah. I'd pay money to see that, wouldn't you? I'd pay a considerable amount of money to see King Charles boff the President of the United States of America square on the nose. Hands up who wants to see that. Overwhelming. Thanks a lot, Jan.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at midnight. It's being reported intelligence in the US has warned Iran is unlikely to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping anytime soon. Documents have been produced, which also suggest Tehran's control over the vital shipping route is likely to remain the only real leverage it has over Washington. The CIA has not responded to a request for a comment. The former US diplomat Gina Abercrombie Winstanley has been telling LBC an Iranian defeat seems to be a way off.
Intelligence has been reporting in the last couple of days that the Iranians maintain a robust arsenal of missiles. And the Iranian armory is pretty sophisticated.
The White House says President Trump won't be making any appearances in front of the media tonight. U.S. forces are continuing to search for a missing member of its armed forces after a two-seater F-15 plane was shot down over Iran. Israel is saying three United Nations personnel have been injured after a Hezbollah rocket attack. They say it landed outside one of its posts in the south of Lebanon on Friday. It's being claimed a masculinity crisis is developing in schools. The NASUWT union is giving the warning after the percentage of female teachers reporting misogynistic abuse rose for the fourth year in a row. More now from LBC's Jonathan Ray.
Nearly a quarter of women in teaching now say they became a target over the last 12 months. Last year, the figure stood at just over 22%, while in 2023, it was 17.4%. One teacher also told the union a student had used AI to make naked images of her, while others also reported being meowed at by male students. The Department for Education says it's committed to using every possible tool to halve the amount of violence against women and girls.
And NASA is saying the crew of the Artemis 2 mission is now more than 100,000 miles away from the Earth. The Orion spacecraft is due to circle the moon before returning. Judd Freeling is the flight director.
Being able to see with human eyes the lunar surface is a huge milestone, right? And that just articulates the point, you know, that we're going back to the moon, we're going to stay there, right? And so this is the first step towards that. We'll obviously build upon that. We'll get eyes on the moon, kind of map it out, and then continue to go back and in force.
LBC weather. Rain in the north overnight, which could be wintry over hilly ground. It'll be dry elsewhere, but patchy frost will develop across northern parts of the UK. We'll see a low of around 3 degrees. From Global's newsroom, for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Hi, Annie. How are you?
Dude! Did that guy say that they're going to be going back to the moon? I think he used a Trumpian phrase. Did he say very strongly? We're going in with great strength and huge strongness.
I don't really get it. I mean, what's the point? What are they going to find out there that they don't already know? We've been there already. There's nothing there.
Boring.
Really, really dull. I mean, they could make like a habitat up there, but you know, there's no atmosphere in those outer space bars. Marcel says, Nick, the weight loss drug Mounjaro was developed as a treatment for type 2 diabetes. Undiagnosed diabetes caused me to gain 5 stone over about 5 years. When I eventually started on the medication, my weight gradually came down due to improved metabolism. But it doesn't improve your metabolism, does it? It just takes your mind off not eating. Didn't majorly change what I ate. My body just started using the energy more instead of storing it and leaving me fatigued, says Marcel. After 2 years on the meds, my blood sugar plateaued, and for the last 6 weeks I've also been on the Mounjaro. Yes, it's helping with the weight loss, but the main purpose is to drive down my sugars. So yes, regarding weight loss or gain, how much you eat is key, but so is how you metabolize what you eat. As in my case, it's not always about overeating. Yeah, no, I get that. I think I made that quite clear, that I understand that. You know, some people will put on weight if they eat a massive amount, and some people will eat the same amount and put on nothing. But life's not fair. And Philip says, love your show, even though I disagree with most of your views. Why, for example, is extracting more North Sea oil and gas a bad thing, says Philip? It has a value on the international market that produces huge tax revenues. There isn't even a moral case against doing it, as it simply increases the profits made by others. There isn't even a moral case against doing that, as it simply increases the profits made by others. I don't really understand what that means. But getting more oil and gas out of the North Sea is not going to rain money all over us. I mean, there's precious little left apart from anything else. I mean, the idea that it would increase our self-sufficiency in oil and gas, I mean, everybody apart from the politicians who are still trying to sell that lie know that that's not true. I mean, we've all caught up with that fact, right? That it gets sold on the open market to whoever pays the most money. It's not going to be ours. We're not Norway. We gave up the opportunity of being Norway when Margaret Thatcher came to power.
No!
And gave it all away. Norway kept theirs, and their state fund, I think, is worth $1.5 trillion. $1.5 trillion. Ours, zero, because Thatcher gave it away. And that she's still a hero to some people. It just blows my mind. Usually she's a hero to people who are millionaires. I suppose that's understandable. They did just fine. But, you know, the OBR, the Office for Budget Responsibility, said that oil and gas revenues, even if they do take every last single drop from the North Sea, are going to fall from $6 billion a year, which is what it is now, to $0.1 billion in about 5 years' time. And that's because there's so little of it. And it's not going to rain money all over us. In fact, the money will probably be going in the other direction. I mean, you know how much money that we give the oil and gas giants every year just for excellence in being them? Quite often, it is more than the tax they pay for pulling that oil and gas out of the ground underneath the sea. We give them between 2.7 and 10 billion pounds a year. That's 10,000 million pounds per year. We give the oil and gas companies, the richest companies on the planet, and us poor dopes who pay taxes, give them money. You know, for they write all sorts of things off, like the decommissioning costs of their oil rigs, for a start. We pick up that. They take all the money and say, appreciate it and all. And then they leave us to clean up their mess. God, it's like doing business with Donald Trump. But that's the reason why extracting more North Sea oil and gas is a bad thing, because it will keep us hooked on fossil fuels, which we should be running away from as fast as possible. I mean, how much more evidence do you need? And any oily charlatan politician who tells you otherwise is not acting in the interest of this country. They're acting in their own interest because they're being paid by the by billionaires with interest in fossil fuels, obviously. But that's the reason why. There is not a giant sum of money under there. In fact, we'll probably be paying the companies to go and get it. That is a full and frank answer. And I commend it to the House. Rochester. Hello, Lulu. Lulu. Oh, Lulu. Too late. Let's have Chandra, Newcastle.
Very good evening, Mick.
Chandra.
So lovely to speak to you again. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
That's only the starting.
That's the start,
off,
yes. Unfortunately, yeah. We don't have time for the rest of your call.
Thank you. I was wondering what your views are on right-wing politicians quite unabasedly criticising Britain, not just criticising Britain, but almost saying really inappropriate stuff about Britain.
Yeah.
On foreign stages.
Right, for money.
Well, is it just for money? I mean, what kind of patriotism is this?
Well, it isn't.
Then
the enemy, enemy within. If they go to another country and take foreign money to slag this country off to a foreign audience, then what about that sounds patriotic?
Then why aren't we really going banging on about this every single day, saying how could Reform Party call itself Reform, call themselves patriotic when they're doing this to the institutions and people of this country? I think we should go on about this again and again and really value people who are real patriots and not these guys.
Yeah, not if you have a problem with this country, then tell the people of this country, don't go abroad to pick up a five-figure sum slagging this country off to a room full of foreigners.
Yeah, and have a strategy for solving this country's problems rather than just blame this person, that person, and everyone else.
Right.
So it looks like you and I are on a similar sort of boat.
Wow, we are like cosmic twins, baby.
Oh. I'm so pleased you feel that way. The other thing I wanted to bring up, you probably come across this lady. She's an American artist and author called Molly Crabapple or Crabapple.
Isn't that a character in The Simpsons?
No, I think it's a name.
Crabapple.
I've not made it.
I'm sure I haven't seen The Simpsons in a good long while, but I think Mrs. Crabapple, isn't that the teacher in school?
Well,
in The Simpsons?
It may be your real last name.
Right.
I didn't make it up. You can Google it if you want.
I most certainly will do nothing of the sort.
why am I surprised? I'm not surprised. You wouldn't be Googling her name.
No.
So let me carry on with my...
Right. So who is this person?
Molly Crabapple is the great-granddaughter of a gentleman who left the Tsarist Russian shows, and he was part of something called Jewish Bund, B-U-N-D.
B-U-N-D.
B-U-N-D, yeah. I'm not making all of this up. This is all real, by the way.
Right, well, so far it's not fantastical, but maybe it will get more unreal as we progress. Carry on.
Okay, cool. And she wrote a book about her great-grandfather and his fellow activists, who all are proud individuals of Jewish heritage, but they were extremely left-leaning, and they fought for the emancipation and improvement of livelihood of people of all colors and all creed and all religions.
Right.
Who were stuck in Tsarist Russia and who were being subjugated by all sorts of forces. And she's a fascinating, her voice, I could listen to her speak.
But why are you telling me this, though?
I'm telling this because repeatedly, let me paraphrase this. It's United States and Israel that have gone after Iran, and they're both equally responsible for the mess the world economy is in at the moment, and it's going to be in for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, we ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, you might have noticed that the price of petrol has gone up right enough, but the price of everything hasn't skyrocketed even more than it has already. Not yet, but it will.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so difficult to say anything against Israel. Maybe not on this show, on your particular show, but it seems literally impossible to say that their actions at the moment and their actions in Gaza have been abhorrent and absolutely against all kinds of humanitarian principles. Now, this is in contrast with, their actions are in complete contrast with people who lived 100 years ago and what they fought for. And,
I'm still a little confused as to why you're talking to me about an artist from 100 years ago.
Well, she is, I think the point I'm trying to make is that these are really difficult times.
Uh-huh.
And there is a nation state which is responsible for meeting out extraordinary carnage.
So it didn't actually have anything to do with this artist at all.
Well, yes, but the point is, it's artists like Molly and her heritage, essentially, who provide a counterpoint to what Israel is doing at the moment.
Right. Well, I will certainly look her up on the World Wide Web if I can remember her name from now until the end of the show, which I kind of doubt. Although Crab Apple, I'll look up Crab Apple. Thanks a lot, Chandra. Gotta go. 0345-6060-973 LBC.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.
This is a shameful, this is a shambles.
Straight to the point.
How was that allowed to happen?
Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
Show some evidence, Minister.
Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app. Download it now from your app store. LBC.
Lidl, pop the cork on wines you love this Easter. Buy any three or more deluxe wines and get 30% off with Lidl Plus, like our crisp Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc or our rich Barossa Valley Shiraz. Lidl, more to value. Be drink away 18 plus, subject to availability, selected lines and stores only. England only, ends April the 4th. Terms apply, see lidl.co.uk/LPTV.
This was made with human intelligence.
And artificial intelligence.
Just like Intuit QuickBooks business management software. If you're a sole trader earning over 50k from April 2026, making tax digital means
you have to file your taxes online.
But new QuickBooks AI has
automated tools to help make compliance easier.
I was going to say that. I'll do it with Intuit QuickBooks.
McDonald's cards are here. 24 cards to find and free food in every pack. Choose from a range of cards meals, including the legendary Double Big Mac. Order a cards meal and get a pack today. 18 plus UK only with selected meals subject to availability. Ends 27th of April. App may be required. See mcdrules.co.uk.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
Please hold the line. I'm trying to connect you.
Yes, I'm trying to connect Lulu in Rochester again. Let's try this. Hello, Lulu. Come in.
Hello, Nick.
There you are.
Are you reading me?
I am reading you loud and clear. Over.
Thank God for that. I've been waiting a while, so I'm showing good commitment to you tonight.
You really are.
Thank you.
I am. Appreciate
it. Thank you. I just want to say good evening and good night, sleep tight to Daphne the cat, first of all.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello, cat.
Yeah, and she sleeps on a mistress's bed and she sounds adorable and you wouldn't say good evening to her.
No, that's me all over.
That's you all over. Selfish, selfish, selfish.
It's just me with me.
Me. So, Nick, it's my birthday tomorrow.
Your birthday.
Oh, thank you.
How old are you? Don't tell me.
I'm your age.
Wow. You made it.
Amazing. We're still alive. In fact, one of my birthday cards today from one of my friends was, not dead yet. Yay!
Oh, well, that's not very nice.
It made me laugh. We were at the Sportsman. You know the Sportsman in Sea Salter for lunch?
The Sportsman in Sea Salter?
Yeah, it's a Michelin-star restaurant.
I've never heard of Sea Salter or the Sportsman.
You've heard of Whitstable?
Yes, but pointing to it on a map, beyond me.
Okay, well, it's a hop, skip and a jump from Whitstable.
Is it?
Yes, and it was fabulous, and I've been to a disco tonight, that's why I'm late calling.
Doing the disco dancing?
Yes.
At your age?
Oh, no. I'll pay for it tomorrow, don't you worry.
Yeah.
So, look, I just wanted to say, you were talking about Sopranos last week, so I just wanted to remind you of one of the most sublime scenes in that show. Do you remember Johnny Sachs in prison in the hospital, because he's very unwell?
Yeah.
And there was a scene with, so Sidney Pollack plays Warren, the orderly, and Sidney Pollack...
Oh, yeah, I remember that. No, yeah.
Who's a fabulous director, I mean, Out of Africa and all those good things. Mm. And a terrific actor as well. So, basically, so the scene starts, so the doctor's talking to a patient, and then he goes away, and Sidney Pollack, Warren, says to him, well, you should be putting him on heparin. Why aren't you putting him on heparin? Look at his blood. And he says, Warren, I've told you, stop interfering. And then he goes over to Johnny Sack and he says, well, I'm going to change your sheets for you. And so, and he does, he changes the bed with Johnny Sack in it, like, so professionally, like a nurse would, like, roll over to your left, and then, And he says to him, right, he says, to save any embarrassment, I killed my wife. I had reason to believe she was having an affair with a chiropractor, but to be fair, I was abusing cocaine and alcohol at the time. So she came home one day, and I shot her 4 times. I also killed her her aunt. I didn't know she was there. And then I killed the mailman as well, and at that point, I had to really commit.
Oh, God.
And then he goes on to say, why are you here? He says, well, I'm a member of a certain Italian subculture, you know. He says, no, I know who you are, but what's wrong with you? And he says, oh, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he says, can I have a look at your chart? And he looks at his chart, and he said, but you've had, like, all these rounds of chemotherapy, radiotherapy. Any cancer that's in you should be slowing to a crawl now. And he said, really? Anyway, it turns out, obviously, that wasn't the case. But I love that scene so much. The first time I watched it, I had to wind it back because I thought it was just so beautifully written and played, you know. It was just perfect, perfect, perfect.
I definitely thought we were building up to a joke, but we didn't.
No, it's just that...
Which is very much like The Sopranos. You think you're going to get one thing, and then they give you something else entirely. They don't give the audience what it wants, almost always. I mean, that's part of the beauty of that programme, that you think, this is going to get wrapped up and this person is going to win the day, and that's not what they give you at all.
Yeah. But I just love that line, you know, when he killed all these people, at that point I had to fully commit, you know, I thought that was so droll, you know.
Droll. Not really what you want to hear from a nurse who's taking care of you, though. That bedside manner needs some work.
But before Johnny gets to hear all this, he says to Warren, he said, what, are you the most smart orderly in the world? And he said, well, I am now, but I used to be an oncologist. Yeah. Anyway, that's that. I just want to say thank you for introducing me to Malcolm Nance.
Who's that?
He was on your Sunday show. He's like ex-intelligence, US Navy, Arabic cryptographer. He's like... super brilliant, super intelligent. And every day on YouTube, he does a war cast, and he tells you exactly what's going on in Iran. And, you know, like what's happening in the Strait of Epstein and all these things.
of Epstein.
Yeah, so you know.
The Strait of Epstein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we call it. But, you know, it's like, don't even look at the news. Go to Malcolm Nance because he knows it.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you remembered, because I clearly didn't. It was on my own show, and I didn't even remember it.
But you interviewed him, and I thought, apparently. My God, this bloke's impressive.
Yeah.
And I looked him up, and I found him, and he's got a thing on YouTube. Batman's Spy, it's called.
Okay.
He's really, really good.
All right, well, I'll check it out. Thanks a lot, Luna. Yeah. Cheers, my dear. Bye. Ta-ra. the Strait of where?
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, that hasn't gone away. Amazing. Hasn't gone away. Jason in Epsom says, hi, Nick, I'm thinking of taking a leaf out of Desperate Don's playbook and just helping myself to fuel from the neighbour's tank or the local petrol station. After all, Trumple Thinskin reckons taking what isn't yours is perfectly peachy. I bet those kids in Clapham were just channeling the Divine Donny when they self-served in M&S. Well, that's a good point. People are hyperventilating, with good reason, that those kids did, they staged a mini riot, or they went wilding, or whatever it is that they call it, and, you know, cleared the shelves in M&S. But Donald Trump invaded another country for no reason other than to take their oil. They had more oil than any other country on Earth, and Donald Trump fancied some of that. And so he invaded their country, marched their leader blindfold out of the country, and flew him to New York. He's still there, apparently. I bet you'd even forgotten about him. That is an indication of how crazy things have got. He just took over an entire South American country that has the richest reserves of any nation on Earth, and about a week later, nobody was even talking about it. This planet's lost its mind. But if it's perfectly okay for the richest man in the... Well, it could be the richest man in the world. The most powerful man in the world, certainly. If it's okay for him to do it, then surely everybody should be able to do it. What kind of an example is he setting? And Phil in Accrington says, I've got a new name for the orange one, the crayon eater in chief. What do you think? I think that's terrible, Phil. I think that needs work. As in screwing it up and throwing it away and starting all over again. Hounslow, Isaac.
Well, Nick.
Isaac.
Right, two things.
Couple of things.
Let's get down to business. One of them is in reference to your caller earlier. Paula, she said she couldn't find you on YouTube. Yeah. Well, you're all over YouTube.
I very much doubt that.
Okay, right. Oh, damn! I've lost the page now. Hang on. Look at my WhatsApp. Hang on. Right. Hang on a second. Just 1 second. I'll say.
Are you telling me that you call with two things and you can't even remember the second one? You're consulting your notes.
The second one is...
Let's back up to the first one.
First one, right,
Where am I on YouTube?
Right. If you go to the YouTube search bar, type in Nick Abbott, and before you press return, a whole list comes up and I can read it to you here.
No, don't.
Right? Okay. It's Nick Abbott, Nick Abbott versus Numpties 2025,
right, okay.
Nick Abbott versus Numpties, Nick Abbott LBC,
so somebody needs
Nick
to,
Abbott and...
All right, okay, somebody needs to take all of that down because that is against the law.
Yeah, and you are on YouTube with James O'Brien, which for me is good because you and James O'Brien are my two favourite presenters.
I've never done a show with James O'Brien.
No, but you still come up anyway. You know, it comes up Nick Abbott, James O'Brien, Nick Abbott,
You know, the way to listen to the... Never mind about YouTube. Is the way to listen to this show is on the podcast. We put out a podcast of the Friday and Saturday shows. They're up there forever in Super Soraway stereo sound.
Yeah.
I don't actually know whether it's stereo or not. It doesn't really matter whether it is because it's just talking. Wait a minute. And it's called Nick Abbott, the whole show podcast, Isaac. And the idea is we take the news and most of the ads out, mostly.
That's what I get on YouTube. Right. And you can fast forward and backwards all your life.
You can do that on Global Player, and I would recommend that you do it on Global Player, not some hooky copy that is showing up on YouTube.
Well, YouTube's got its own channel, you know. I mean, anyway, so, all right. Let's move on to number two.
Because
I'm a big YouTube fan anyway.
Thing number two.
So, number two, the visit of the King and Queen... Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, what you could do, you could start having a game of what insensitive insults Donald Trump could start the King and Queen when right. they visit.
Field, really, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I can just imagine Charles and Camilla sitting there, and Donald Trump would say something like, "You know, it's a shame about the late Princess Diana, wasn't she a beautiful lady?" He'll say. I can imagine him saying that,
I'm imagining it, and my toes are curling as you're speaking to me.
Exactly. Yes.
Imagine the worst of all possible circumstances, and I'm sure that Donald Trump will deliver it.
Exactly. Yeah. And what I think, the King and Queen should do is say, yes, we'll come to visit you, Mr. President, but we want to bring Andrew Mountbatten Windsor with us.
Well, I'm sure they've got a lot to talk about. Yeah, they move in the same circles, and they're both like pizza. That's what I heard. All right, gotta go. Thanks a lot, Isaac. Yeah, don't listen to this on YouTube. Listen to this on the Global Player app or the new LBC app, both of which are free from your app store. And they won't glitch, and they it'll be, perfect, as taken from the desk in front of me. All of this, highly expensive equipment. Don't ask me what it does. But my voice gets put in it and squirted up the internet as though by magic. You'll love it. Nick Abbott, The Whole Show Podcast. That's what to ask for. Global Player or the new LBC app, both of which are free from your app store. 0345-6060-973. It's 12:30 already on LBC. The news headlines with Tim Daly.
It's being reported intelligence in the US has warned Iran is unlikely to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping anytime soon. Documents have been produced, also suggesting Tehran's control over the vital shipping route is likely to remain the only real leverage it has over Washington. It's being claimed a masculinity crisis is developing in schools. The NASUWT union is giving the warning after the percentage of female teachers reporting misogynistic abuse rose for a fourth year in a row. And police forces are to be offered specialist support to deal with the rising level of threats against MPs. The National Police Chiefs Council says crimes against politicians have increased by 87% since 2023. LBC weather, rain in the north overnight, which could be wintry over the hills, dry elsewhere with a patchy frost in much of the north. We'll see a low of around 3 degrees.
LBC.
So, you're geared up for this Making Tax Digital thing?
Sure, I just need some new mud boards, bag of cavity tyres and a couple of lintels.
Hey, MTD, mate, digital taxes.
Mm-hmm, it's an extension down Station Road on the corner.
Dave, digital taxes, mate.
Yeah, probably will need some 2x4s. I want to go to take the van in for a new fan belt, squeaky.
Hey, Making Tax Digital, Dave.
Avoiding MTD. Sage makes tax simpler for sole traders. Search Sage MTD to get your free software today.
Ready for a thrill, or two, or three? At Bicester Village, incredible savings, brands and services are just the beginning. Shop with up to 40% off every day. Find new flavours and enjoy the calm and charm of the village. The thrill of discovery awaits. Bicester Village. What will you find?
From the big transformations to the small home improvements, you can feel as proud as a peacock with Wix.
Bed.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
Oh, hello.
Tony says, I've just seen the new Claudia Winkleman show after I spoke to you. I hope that doesn't mean that the Graham Norton show isn't going. Going where? What does that mean? Graham Norton did a good thing on Saturday Night Live in America recently. Don't do it, Graham, if you're thinking of going over there. Well, I saw that. He just walked on. He didn't really do anything. He just walked on at the end. I think they were advertising the British show on the last SNL show in America. I've got no idea about any of the rest of that at all. Jose in East London says, Trumpty Dumpty suffers from what is known as arrested development. Well, quite possibly, yes. He doesn't appear to be, all there. Doesn't appear to be developmentally complete. I don't believe he's as a smart person.
Trust me, I'm like a smart person.
Like a smart person, but not an actual smart person.
Oh, shut up!
0345-6060-973. Here is Bath. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Nick.
Laura.
How are you?
I am great, mate.
What have you been up to?
Oh, you know, stuff.
Yeah, that's lovely. I just really wanted to speak to you, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just because it's always lovely speaking to you, Nick.
Is it?
It's funny you mentioned Arrested Development. Have you seen that?
I think I saw it once, but I didn't see a lot of it.
Oh, it's crackers, man. Me and my stepsister absolutely love it. It's so funny. It's got Ron Howard in it.
Ron Howard.
I probably shouldn't have led with that. It's got
The guy from Happy Days?
Yeah.
The guy from Happy Days is an actor in that program?
Well, no, he's more like a narrator, and then he plays like a parody of himself.
Oh.
But it's mainly like, yeah, Jason Bateman, Jeffrey Tambor.
Now, Jason Bateman, he was in, Jeffrey Tambor? Hey, now, Hank Kingsley. That was, yeah. Jeffrey Tambor, one of the greatest sitcoms of all time, Larry Sanders. Mm-hmm.
I want to say Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm was not Jeffrey Tambor, no.
Isn't it the Larry dude in that?
No, that's Larry David. Larry Sanders Larry Sanders is the fictional character who was done by begins with a G. Gary Shandling is the right answer. Yeah, if you haven't seen Larry Sanders, then you are in for a treat.
Well, you keep saying all these names that I don't know. I'm just trying to relate to you, man. I mean, like, you know, you're not making it easy.
Yeah, well, we're not on the same wavelength, Laura.
Are we not?
You're wasting your time.
Well, you must like, I can try harder. You must love, like, Glenn Miller, right?
That's Glenn Miller?
Yeah.
The jazzer?
Yeah.
I mean,
your era.
You're funny. I like jazz music. I wouldn't say big band was my favourite type of jazz, but yeah, who doesn't like Glenn Miller?
Well, we're like peas in a pod. But anyway, I did remember something you might be interested in that I said to your grammar assistant. I watched The Rainmaker this evening.
The Rainmaker with Tom Cruise and...
No, that's the wrong John Grisham novel. You're thinking of The Firm.
No, The Rainmaker is Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman.
No, you're thinking about Rain Man.
Rain Man, yeah, like I said, The Rain Man. No. What's Rainmaker?
It's The Rainmaker. We've got Matt Damon and Danny DeVito.
That sounds like a very strange film. Matt Damon and Danny DeVito.
And John Voight.
Oh, weirder and weirder.
Yeah, Danny Glover.
What's it about?
Well, it's based on a John Grisham book. If you've ever seen The Firm, it's kind of similar to that.
People doing lawyering things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a lawyer for the little guy against a big insurance company. It was really good, actually. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, yes. Didn't they, pollute the environment or something like that?
No, you're thinking of Erin Brockovich. And I was annoyed because my dad was watching it and I said, oh, what is this? And he said, oh, it's called The Rainmaker. It's about, he goes up against this big insurance company. I said, oh, so it's a bit like Erin Brockovich. And he said, no. And I said, well, what's it about? And he tells me. And I said, that's literally like Erin Brockovich. And he was like, well, I've never seen that. And I said, well, why did you say no then? You don't know what you're talking about.
See, I'm with your father. I think you're just so annoying.
Oh, that's what I'm called for.
Tough love, I'm calling it, Laura. Tough love. Yeah.
Well, what's the lesson here?
The lesson is be less annoying. Get your dad on the phone and we'll have a chat about it.
Okay, never mind, Nick. All have right. a good evening.
Okay, thanks a lot, Laura. Another satisfied customer. Maria in Barking says, I have a radio on my bedside cabinet and LBC is on all night too, just like Judy, and I have my cat on my bed too. See, that doesn't sound like it would be conducive to a good night's sleep. I mean, having your cat on the bed, that's not good. Because the cat will move around and it'll want to go out at like 4 o'clock in the morning. Meow, like that. Be scratching at the door. And then it will go out and it'll come back with a bat in its mouth, something like that. And it'll deposit it on your bed. Oh, God. No, and to have the radio on all night, I mean, I need complete silence. Mind you, I need complete silence just to work, which is why I find it very difficult to work in this building, because it's always a racket on. And we've got the radio station on, you know, really, really loud, which I find impossible to ignore. I just sit there listening to it, despite trying not to. I can't help myself. Trish in Worksop says, I leave LBC on all night to help me sleep, not because you bore me to death. I keep it on low just so I can hear the conversations. I find it relaxing and soothing. Well, I wouldn't find it relaxing at all. And certainly not soothing. But, you know, whatever floats your boat, I suppose. I mean, if I was going to put the radio on all night, which I won't, but if I did, then it would be Classic FM. So relaxing. And I bet they won't, you know, do anything untoward. They won't play any, you know, stomping music at 4 o'clock in the morning. It would just, like, you put your mind in neutral and float downstream. That sounds great. John from Newton Le Willows says, hi, Nick. Angus Young is 71 and he's still wearing primary school shorts. Yeah, well, I saw that band when he was old enough to be in school. And a riot ensued. That was in Embra, their first tour, AC/DC's first tour in this country, when he was still old enough to be in school, to be wearing their school uniform that he sported at that event. Lewisham. Hello, Michael.
How's it going, Nick? You're good?
Yes.
Firstly, I'd like to say that, you know, I really appreciate, your conversation. So I struggle to sleep sometimes, and I always put on LBC, and it always so happens that you're the person that's giving the radio show, and, you know, it's amazing.
And
so
I send you off almost immediately. Wake up. Yes.
Yeah. Appreciate that, but I'd like to give a bit of a sort of positive comment in regards to sort of like Donald Trump and all the nonsense that he's banging on about, right?
Okay.
So, you know, I'd like to say that you know, I think this is a great opportunity for the UK to sort of step up in terms of, you know, positioning ourselves on the world stage, right? And so I think that, you know, way back when we may have had, you know, this sort of like, you know, big strong Royal Navy or the Royal Army, blah blah blah, blah. But I think that when people think of the United Kingdom, people think of, you know, singers, artists, Shakespeare, you know, Ed Sheeran, et cetera, et cetera. And, I mean this.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, we should be, you know, investing and putting a lot more money in young people to express themselves and to, you know, express themselves in terms of, you know, cultural, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I think that, you know, like, is it, I think it was in terms of when Trump was saying that, oh, you know, bring a one of the Royal Navy boats, and it was like, oh, you know, a couple of weeks it's going to take to sort of,
yeah,
you know, bring it to the Middle East. Well, you know, we don't have any sort of strong power in that regard, and I honestly think that we need to go down the sort of like cultural revolution and people sort of respecting us for, you know, the books we write, or you know, songs we write, yeah, etc. We could
sing Iran into surrendering.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good thought there, Michael. I completely agree in every way, shape, and form. Yeah, we punch above our weight with the arts in this country. There is no other country, apart from America, who you would like to sit down and listen to a whole evening's worth of modern music from, would you? I mean, does anybody want to sit down and listen to an evening's worth of modern music from Belgium, for instance?
No.
Of course not. You'd rather pour concrete in your lug holes than be forced to listen to that. Yeah, it's just us and America, which I think is partly because of the English language, but mostly just because we're good at that stuff. We're good at taking American music and selling it back to them. And we came up with, you know, a lot of our own stuff as well. But, yeah, I think that the investment in music or the arts in general has really plummeted. Of course, under the Conservative administration over the last 14 years.
No!
Yeah, that's the first thing that they wanted rid of. Which seems really, really stupid and self-defeating. If it's what we do really, really well, we should be pouring money into it. You know, like in the Olympics, when we find that we do something really well, like cycling, for instance, and there's a lot of medals that come with it, then we just chuck money at cyclists, which is why we win such a lot of medals. It's not coincidence. We win it because we spend a boatload of money on it, because the rewards are there. But the rewards are there for, you know, singing and art and sculpture and painting and all of that stuff. Fashion, you know, we do all that stuff really, really well compared to any other country of a similar size. And quite often, we outsell America, even in America. I don't know what's number one over there at the moment, but I bet in the top 10, there's at least something that's 100% British. By the way, the documentary about the Beatles called Anthology is just great. It's on Disney Plus, which you can now get if you're a Sky subscriber. Sounds like an advert, but it's not. That's where it is. And I just watched the whole lot. Just brilliant. And the sound, they put the old footage through the whatever computer program that they did for Get Back, you know, that 8-hour documentary about them making that album. They cleaned it all up, and by some magical method, they managed to make it sound like it was recorded yesterday. Even those old concerts, which were unlistenable because of the screaming, they managed to make those sound great too. I thoroughly recommend it. And, you know, America didn't come up with the Beatles. That was us. And I think partly our success was based on unemployment benefit. Now, that might sound a bit odd, but back in the day, you used to be able to, with a UB40, not the band, the piece of paper, used to go and get your dole, and it would pay for the rent and, you know, a couple of pints of beer, and you could live a life, and it would give you the time to actually work on your craft. And I think that a lot of bands came up through the 70s and 80s because they had the time to actually, you know, work on what they did because of unemployment benefit, because it used to cover a semi-decent lifestyle for somebody who was young, and they weren't that bothered about the actual, you know, whether you were sleeping with cockroaches or there was water pouring down your wall. You know, you were a kid and weren't really bothered about that kind of thing. But I don't think it's like that anymore, is it? You are persuaded not to lie about the place learning the guitar. You are persuaded to go and work in a warehouse or stack shelves for 12 hours a day for threepence halfpenny an hour. And you ain't going to make no artists that way. 0345-6060-973. Friday, Saturday, Sunday night at 10. Nick Abbott, LBC.
Coming up at 1 on LBC, Clive Bull.
The M&S boss is calling for a crackdown on organised shoplifting. But what can be done? And the government announces its latest strategy. What would improve public transport?
Clive Bull at 1. Listen on our free Global Player app or the LBC app.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Booking hero! It's time to swap your beanie for a bikini and get out of blighty.
On the Beach have got you covered with tons of last-minute deals on sunny destinations. Stop booking around and search at onthebeach.co.uk for last-minute beach and city breaks.
Abtur and Atoll protected.
On the Beach!
Tesco Insurance are driving down the cost of motoring with 10% off car insurance. Take out a car insurance policy before the 15th of May 2026 and you'll get 10% off with club card prices. We offer a range of cover options so you can choose the one that's right for you. Save 10% when you buy or renew a car policy with Tesco Insurance. Search Tesco Car Insurance and get a quote direct today. Club card required. Excludes add-ons. T's and C's apply.
There it is, her suspicious face. She doesn't believe you. All you did was tell her your shirt was chenille. She said, "What's chenille?" You said, "Dunno." But you do know it feels chic, and so does she. She felt it for almost too long. Then you gave a twirl to show off the fit. She nearly spat out her croffin. You deliver the final bombshell. It's from Primark, only 14 quid. Surprise is served. Shockingly chic for £14. That's so Primark. Available in-store and on click and collect.
From the big transformations to the small home improvements, you can feel as proud as a peacock with Wix.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Come on, we're running late!
We are running late. Mark says, trying to fall asleep here. Please stop playing those bell sounds. I absolutely will not do that. Time to wake up, Mark. It's later than you think. Leytonstone. Hello, Russell.
Hi, good evening, my friend.
Russell.
I'd like to talk about a good idea I've got for Ukraine.
A good idea you've got for Ukraine. Ukraine,
Your crane.
Not my crane.
You have a crane.
No. I ain't got no crane.
Oh, good. Well done, you. In Ukraine, my suggestion is, why don't Zelensky have a referendum in Ukraine and say, what part of you guys would like to be Russian? What part of you guys would like to be Ukrainian? Because from what I understand, a lot of Ukraine are Russian speakers and want to be Russian. And then they have a referendum, then negotiate with Russia, and Putin gets to take over the parts that your people vote for in Ukraine to be the Russian part, and the people that vote to be Ukrainian, stay Ukrainian. And then Putin gets his win, Ukrainian gets their win, and then peace can happen. What about that?
Well, that is a very interesting, if slightly crazy idea, Russell. Tootin', shootin' Putin doesn't want some people to join Russia. He wants to take over the entire country.
Yeah, well, forget him. That's what my next point was. Right. Trump, we after we've agreed that, then all of Europe and Russia get together and say, F off Putin, F off Trump. We don't need you. Then, I know it's a crazy idea, but we all get together and say, we don't need you, America.
Right. Well, you did say it was a crazy idea, and that's the part that I agree with. But as soon as you come up with a way in which we can stop the other war, then I want you to let me know straight away. All right, Russell?
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. They have a referendum in Ukraine
to see which
part of Ukraine wants to be part of Russia.
I understand all that. But, yeah, there's another war that's going on. And if you come up with an idea of how to stop that one, that's what I'm saying, is let me know straight away.
Oh, so I've already stopped this war, then.
What do you want, the FIFA Peace Prize? All right, thanks a lot, Russell. I know a tangerine scream who will rip that prize right out of your hands. He won't rest until he's got it. He's got his weirdly small fingers around it. Jason says, did we get Nostra Dumbass? You can only really say that with an American accent. Nostra Dumbass. Yeah, I do believe that we got that one. Omar in Manchester says, what about Air Force One? Yeah, we got that too. Blessings says, why are English people like this? Like what? It does blow my mind, but there are a significant number of people who, I don't know whether they think that we're having a conversation, and they will reply to something that I just said by text message as though it's part of a conversation that we're having. Why are English people like this? Like what? Now, I've got no idea when that came in. It's at the top of my list, so it was probably some while ago. But it was presumably in answer to something that I was saying. I've got no idea what you're talking about, Blessings, if that is indeed your name. Gary says, Nick, the Epstein Memorial Ballroom suffered a setback in the courts the other day over a stairs to nowhere issue, although it's now back on track. I just wonder how the authorities will react when the orange organism reveals McDonough's triumphal arch comes with a 30-foot statue of a large fries and a shake. That is extraordinary. That ballroom, they had this massive staircase going at what looked like the front of the building, but it didn't actually go anywhere. It was a massive staircase to a wall, essentially. And you had to go around the side to this tiny entrance that's tucked away on the side of it. No thought has gone into that at all. Almost to the point that you think, that are they actually intending to make this, or is it just another distraction from you-know-who?
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
And that has to be a possibility at the very least. Martin says, bananas do freeze. They taste like ice cream when you eat them. Yeah, but banana ice cream.
Disgusting.
That stuff's horrible. Let's have Peckham. Lanny.
Hello, Nick.
Lanny.
Do you know about nickabbott.co.uk?
Do I know about nickabbott.co.uk?
Yep, it's a website.
A long time ago, I knew that that was something, but I don't know anything about it now.
Well, I've been actually searching for where I could find your jingles. And today, my very good friend, Grok, do you know Grok?
No.
Oh, Nick, you're missing out. It's the AI bot of...
Oh, an AI bot.
Affirmative.
Yeah, Grok, yeah.
Yeah, I just asked him today, where can I find your jingles? And he said I should go to nickabbott.co.uk.
Oh.
So I've just been there now.
Yeah.
And it's got all your ringtones.
No.
So now, when my wife says anything, I'm just going to click one of them. And it's going to say, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
No.
I would predict a very, very short marriage from that moment on. I would not do that. Or if she starts complaining about you loading the dishwasher wrong, do not play this.
Whinging and whining and moaning.
Just don't do it, Lanny.
I'm going to try not to.
No.
One more thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a nickname for Trump.
Go on.
Orange Juice Caesar. Have you got that?
Orange Juice Caesar.
Yeah. So it's Orange Julius Caesar, but you remove the Julius and replace it with juice. Mm. Orange Juice Caesar. Do some homework. You're going to like it.
No, I refuse to do homework. I just won't do it. I don't want to, and you can't make me. Thanks a lot, Lanny. I'll squeeze one more in. Let's see if I can't. Leytonstone. Russell.
I've already done.
Oh, sorry, Russell. Called up twice. You've done your duty. Watford. Hello, Simon.
Oh, hi, Nick. I'm about 2 hours and 50 minutes late for the programme.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to let you know, I don't know if it's any connected to the fuel crisis that the Nobelephant has caused.
Yeah.
But I went into a pub tonight,
mm-hmm.
and the guy in front of me ordered a pint, and the actual barman said, one extortionately expensive pint coming up, And I heard him say, that'll be £8.
What?
For a pint.
For a pint of beer?
Yes, in a village pub in Kings Langley.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
No. I find that extraordinary. What kind of beer was it?
I don't know what it was, but it was in front of me. But it was a lager.
Was it artisanally made from organic ingredients?
Organic.
Did it come with a full English breakfast?
And a butler to deliver it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
extortionate.
Yeah, I would never darken that door with your presence again, Simon. That is my best recommendation to you. Go to the supermarket and get a six pack. It'll be almost nothing at all.
Booze.
By comparison. You're welcome. Oh, I didn't do the Bruce Springsteen. Pete says, reminder, Bruce Springsteen. Too blooming late, Pete. I'll do it tonight. Plenty else besides. Plus all the 14 pages of messages that I didn't manage to get through today. I'm very bad at my job. I don't know whether you'd notice that. Now, if you missed any of this super show, then be aware that it does get put up the internet as a podcast. It's on Global Player or the new LBC app. Both apps are available for free from your app store. Ask for Nick Abbott, The Whole Show Podcast. Coming up at 4, it's Ian Payne. Right now, Richard Spur.
No, it's not.
Oh, again. Sorry, Clyde.
Oh, he's gone. That's all right. Yes, Richard will be here on Monday morning. I'm here Friday, Saturday and Sunday mornings. And we're going to be talking about the Iceland boss who says security staff should have truncheons and pepper spray and part of the fight against retail crime. And the M&S boss as well is calling for a crackdown on organised shoplifting after what happened in Clapham this week. So I want to talk a bit about that, what can be done, and perhaps more importantly, why is it happening? Also, I have news of the government's new Better Connected strategy to improve buses, trams and trains. More on that after the news at 1 on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock. Searches have been continuing in Iran for a crew member from an American F-15 plane which was shot down over the Islamic Republic. One of its personnel was rescued. State media in Tehran has offered a special prize for anyone capturing the other. It's also emerged a second US military plane was struck by Iranian fire on Friday before the pilot ejected over Kuwait. Jim Townsend was a defense official under President Obama and thinks Donald Trump should be saying more.
I think having something particularly from the president to those families whose loved ones have been in peril. That's really important for morale. And as things get tougher, he's going to need to do more of that. He can't just remain silent.
The Prime Minister has used his Easter message to acknowledge the country faces a moment of real anxiety as the war in Iran hits the UK economy. But he also said Britain is best when it chooses community over division. Two people have been arrested on the suspicion of murder after the death of a man following a road collision in South Yorkshire. It happened in the Cuddeth part of Barnsley at around 5 p.m. on Friday. A 60-year-old man and a 38-year-old woman are still being held by police. Police forces are to be offered specialist support to deal with the rising level of threats against MPs. The National Police Chiefs Council says crimes against the politicians have increased by 87% since 2023. Katie Amos is the daughter of Sir David Amos, the Essex MP who was stabbed to death in 2021. She's been telling LBC she welcomes the news, but more still needs to be done.
It really doesn't address the fundamental failures that led to the horrific murder of my dad. We can't just be monitoring online abuse. It needs to be identifying where the threats are, sharing the threats throughout all of our institutions.